I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love Riding the Chocolate Wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio Girl Talk with Chalk and Ashton. I have been waiting for this show for a few days now. This show is going to be good as hell. I'm going to bring Ashton in and then I'm going to tell you what the show is about tonight because it is fucking crazy. Okay, it stemmed from a show that I was doing. Let's see, what's tonight? Tuesday? So it had to be like, what, Saturday night? And somebody posed a question in the chat room, what is your definition of a hoe? And I was saying a definition of a hoe is someone that doesn't respect their lifestyle or anybody else's and does what she wants to do. And then somebody in the chat room called themselves being funny saying that I'm a hoe. And I was like, really? And then a lady commented in and she was saying that, you know, she has to agree with the man's version. A man's version of a hoe is a woman that sleeps around with a lot of men. And then I'm like, okay, but what if that woman is sleeping with different men to find the one that completely satisfies her in all aspects and she doesn't have to have side cuddy buddies or anything like that? So, you know, then she was like, basically, it's you should have your own or get a toy. And, you know, if you're in a committed relationship or married, then it's safe. And honestly, it's not safe because you don't know what your mate is doing all the time. You have people that have been in a committed relationship and they've never cheated or slept outside the marriage, and that's good. But then you got this new woman, you're coming home fucking your husband. I mean, just because you're in a committed relationship does not mean you're disease free. You don't know what your mate is doing or whatnot. And then we went on to talk about people are taking God out of everything. And I wouldn't say people are taking God out of everything. People are losing faith because when you have the people that are bringing you the word or people that are supposed to be guiding you in a spiritual light and they're doing all this backsliding and they're committing the abomination of what God said about sleeping with the same sex, I mean, what do you expect? When you go to church, you just be like, okay. A lot of people go to church to hook up. I had a friend, and she told her husband she was going to church, and she was actually going to church to meet her lover. You would never think about somebody going to church to cheat. So, I mean, it's so much stuff going on that people are, like, really starting to question the faith. So, I mean, tonight, that's what the show is going to be about. You know what I mean? So, I had to get that out of the way.
First of all, hey Chuck, hey listeners, for all those who missed me, I'm sorry, I was out of commission for a day or two, I'm back. For people to come out their face and call anyone a whore as if they're not human or as if they didn't have some kind of life in their past is just, you know, it's just blasphemy to me. I can't believe it. According to the dictionary, a whore is a woman who engages in promiscuous sexual intercourse, usually for money, a prostitute, a harlot, or a strumpet. I think that a whore can be both male and female. There's a lot of men out here who are very promiscuous and who don't know how to keep themselves to themselves or be monogamous. Same thing with women. I don't think that a woman should be only labeled a whore because plainly, we're women, and we're supposed to just be one with a man. It just gets on my nerves that, you know, okay, it just gets on my nerves how society wants to label us and keep us under a thumb, a rule of thumb, to make it seem like if we sleep with more than one man, we're a whore, but if a man sleeps with more than one woman, he is king. And this has gone on for generations, and it's going to continue to go on, but for me, it's not, you know, what you call me, it's what I answer to. So if people consider me a whore because I'm dating or I'm trying to find the right one and I'm having two partners and I'm protecting myself, that's none of their business. It's none of my concern of how they see it. That's how I feel about it.
I agree with you on that because me personally, I'm going to keep smashing until I find the one that smashes me how I need to be smashed. You feel me? And he thinks.
It's crazy. It's like you
got to
be honest about it.
Yeah, but I'm honest about it. So,
they do it.
Like, you know, to me, it's like being called that name. I'd be like, okay, I'm a good one and you want me. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny how men are so quick to say that word, but they seem to want to sleep with hoes. You know what I mean? So we can't call that back. You know what I'm saying? And then I had one guy tell me today that all women are whores. And I got offended. I'm like, yo, whoa, hold up, partner. Because my grandmother has only been with one man in her whole entire life, and that's my grandfather. She met him when she was either 14 or 15, and they was married 70 years before he passed in 2010. And he never cheated on her. So, no, not all women are whores. And, I mean, if you feel that way, then, damn, I guess you feel that way about your mother. You know what I mean? So it's like men are so quick to be loose with that word when in reference to other women. But lo and behold, let someone feel that way about their mother. They don't really care too much about their sister. But let someone say that about their mom. They ready to fight you. They ready to shoot you. They ready to cut you. But yet and still, they'll turn around and say that same shit about somebody else's mother. So what the fuck?
Yeah, shallow-minded and ignorant. People think that the glass is always being on their side of the fence, or, you know, they forget that they live in glass houses, you know, those type of sayings or whatever, but never with a person. It's so much easier to look outside and never look into yourself or never look in your own surroundings and your own mess. You could always point the finger at someone else, but never look at what's going on. His mother couldn't have possibly been a whore, but how did he get here? Or how many times did it take, you know, how many tries did it take for her actually want to have a child? How did he get here? You know, so it just doesn't make sense. And like you said, everybody wants to sleep with a whore. Everybody wants an experienced woman. These people, you know, don't realize that we didn't learn this. We weren't born with this. Everybody had to learn something. Just like they had experience, we had experience too. I know that when I was pregnant with my daughter, going to prenatal, you know, they test you twice for HIV. And there was a 70-year-old woman there who came in, and she was distraught. She was married to her husband about 50 years, and he just passed from HIV. So he was a little over 70, dying from HIV.
Oh,
and she, yeah, okay. And she, you know, was like, I never would have thought in a million years that my husband would have HIV. I thought we were together. It was just us. We're older now. I can't believe this. I don't know how long I've had this. But sure enough, she got tested and she was HIV positive. Is she a whore?
No.
That's absolutely not, but is he a whore?
Yeah, but damn, that ain't who the fuck an old man that. Oh, I thought you got worms when you were
overseas. Listen, he probably went to the same prostitutes who were out there on the strip, you know, who was a little bit younger, a little bit more flexible than his wife, getting satisfied the way he wants to get satisfied, the way he used to know how. Slipped up, didn't do it the right way, contracted a disease, and came home and gave it to his wife. But she can't go on through life with people who are so shallow-minded trying to explain herself about how she contracted HIV from her husband who stepped out. But women are fastest to be labeled whores.
That's crazy. That is crazy as hell.
Yep.
I'm shocked. I'm really shocked.
It's an epidemic. It can happen to anyone at any age as long as you're out there. You just have to be cautious and protect yourself at all times. And if you know that you're sleeping with someone who could be promiscuous, who could be that quote-unquote whore, I'm going to need you to take a look at yourself and the standards that you're putting up for yourself. Because if they're whores, what are you?
I mean, I be looking at stuff differently because when people always say something, they'll be like with their friends, they'll say something, but when they're like by themselves, that's when they got all the side talk or whatever. And
oh, absolutely.
What used to trip me out is women used to be the first ones to be throwing stones and shit, right? But then it got to the point where them same women would start DMing me, asking me questions, and telling me, like, oh, your blog is helping me out so much in the bedroom and everything like that. And, you know, and I'm just like, okay, kudos, you know what I'm saying? I'll be a helping help for you to be able to make your man do what it do. And y'all have a longer lasting relationship, and he's not out trying to mess with females like me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like females that call other females whores are mad because we are open about what we do, and we get down to business, and y'all are too stuck to do it. Or y'all think y'all are too cute or too good to do it. You know what I mean? And then that goes into the next phase of when the conversation came up about women shouldn't be out here fucking all these different men. They should just find one, be committed, and be married. You just proved what the 70-year-old lady. That doesn't mean shit because you're married does not mean that you're having safer sex. You got to be more cautious than a motherfucker that's out here just fucking any and everybody, because this is your person you chose to be with for the rest of your life and you gave vows to in front of God or whatever religion it is that you are. You know what I'm saying? So I can deal with being in a situation if the motherfucker step out, okay, you step out. More so than my husband stepping out, because motherfucker, we took vows. You promised
right.
For heaven, the stars, the moon, that you would go forsake all others and everything like that. So no, and this is what I tend to find too, that some married women get up on a high horse and feel like that they're better than other people. Just because you have a ring doesn't mean anything. Your man could come home today and be like, bitch, bye. Then you'll be just like me, single and searching for another motherfucker to take care of you. But I'm not looking for nobody to take care of me because I take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? But and that trips me out. I'd be laughing because I'd be like, okay, really? Really? Wow. And they be the same women that can't function because they put all their hope, their faith, their trust into this one man, and he's out doing God knows what. Then he get tired of you.
Yes, absolutely. It's weird to me how whores, quote unquote, are supposed to be the scum of the earth, the bottom of the barrel, and they're flocked to. They're requested, they're required, they're in demand. They're looked to for advice. I remember when stripping was taboo. Now, everybody has a strip pole dancing class, strip pole exercises. Please show me how to please my man in the bedroom. You know, show me how to put this upright so I don't fall off on it. You know, it's just weird.
And then when you go to the third part about the religion, it's not that people have taken God out of everything. It's the people that was chosen to lead us to live better spiritual lives are out of fucking control. I mean, I said I read the book down low, right? I mean, I didn't read the whole book, but I read parts of it. And it tripped me out when the guy was talking about how his wife caught him. And when she caught him, she caught him in bed with a deacon of their church. So, like, how can you, like, honestly think that I'm going to go to church, sit up in a church, not familiar with it, and be wondering who fucking who and what's going on, and I'm not going to be able to conceive what the minister is saying because I'm going to be looking at him, looking at the row. You know what I'm saying? And then, just like, now you start thinking about, okay, I was brought up on the Bible, but it's been changed so many times is what I'm reading through. I do know that it's a God because of the things that have happened in my life, the good and the bad. I know that he brought me through. But when it comes to these books, like the Quran, the Bible, and all these other things, you're like, okay, what's true? Because you got the Ethiopian Bible with extra passages that's not in the whole Bible. You got the lost book. I mean, it's like so much confusion. Like, you'd be like, well, I don't know. My daughter hit me with a question the other day. She was like, Mommy, if, you know, we're supposed to read the Bible, this, that, and the third, you know, why does God allow these things to happen? I mean, she's asking me questions that I can't answer. I mean, it's a lot of questions that I have, but I know I'm never going to get the answer because there's nobody on earth that can answer the questions that I answer my questions that I have. You know what I mean? So right. Just sit here and be like, okay, so now we go back to sex and religion because all that goes in together. Because when you think about the Old Testament, they was having orgies. It was buck wilding.
Yes.
Moses up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments. They up here having a swingers party.
Yes.
It's like worshiping a gold cow. I mean, if that wasn't like the biggest slap in the face, you know what I mean? So I can understand because for me, when I read the Bible, I'm a history buff. So I like to read the Old Testament because of the history that's in there. I love the New Testament, but the Old Testament intrigues me, especially as I'm going back and reading the history books. You got Alexander the Great, Caesar, and all of them. And it's just like, everything just trips me out. But then I just sit back and be thinking, like, wow, people have so many, they have small minds, and they think it's okay. I mean, we're all entitled to an opinion and whatnot, but it just bugs me out when fuckery comes out of people's mouths. Somebody said a hoe is a dick seller. I'm like, if that's the case, a hoe is a dick seller. So what are you?
Right. I agree. As far as the religion is concerned, the people have to remember that these people who are called on, quote-unquote, or ordained, quote-unquote, who took those college courses to become pastors, ministers, or whatever have you, are still in all human beings. They're still men. They're still women. The flesh is still weak. They still have their minds. They still have their little outside activities. So when they're preaching the word of God to you, you have to take it for what it is. Take it for face value, the word of God. When they have their little outs, like the little skeletons come out the closet, no one should really, really be that shocked. No one should really, really be that shocked because they're still human. They're still going to do raunchy stuff. It's like you're supposed to put them on a pedestal, but if you put them on a pedestal, you're going to disappoint yourself each and every time. Each and every time, because you're looking for them to take you there. All they can do is tell you the words. That's like a professor in college. All they can do is teach you what you need to know. It's up to you to pass that test. But I'm quite sure if you hear about some scandal with the professor or whatever, how are you going to be like, oh, that's crazy, you know? But you're not going to put it for, you know, you're not going to put it towards, you know, your studies or towards your degree. These people are human. They're gonna do ratchet shit. They're gonna do it.
And that's the fucked up part about it. It's like I am so tired of females getting the fucking blame of everything. We get blamed for everything. Like when it comes to being hoes, we gotta carry that name. When it comes to being homeworkers, we gotta carry that name. And I understand we are in a man's world, but fuck a man right now. I feel like as long as I work, I pay my taxes, and I support my household, I do what the fuck I want to do. Fuck what men say. Man got the game fucked up. Man got the world fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if a woman was in charge, shit would be a little different.
Right, I agree.
And I'm just like, what in the hell? Like, what transpired in life for people to just be, like, doing dumb shit and feeling like a lot of shit is okay?
Well, we as women took a stand a little too late, and a lot of men still have that barbaric way of thinking.
Yeah, you have a point about that. And I'm just like, you know, I don't know. I just go back to this fucking as many people. I mean, it's like I was having a conversation with a guy today, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm a psychologist. And he was breaking down, like, okay, when women have a child, that's external. When you're taking dick, that's internal. The bigger the dick is, the more dick you take, you get loose, your pussy's out of shape. But that's a damn lie, because I don't fuck with a lot of people. My shit is still
small,
and I don't need no added preservatives to preserve Chica. And I'm just like, that's just some old bullshit. Now, there are some women that don't have walls, and, you know, they should have been used and abused, but it could be because they've had so many children, and you know, after you have so many children, especially if you don't let your body heal and you have them stepkids back to back to back, of course, your shit is going to be droopy. Your shit is going to be like, what? A 2-liter bottle when you cut it in half. I mean, what are you expecting? And that's because that's what man does. Man did that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like men don't accept a lot of responsibility for the shit that goes on. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like if men was more mindful of the shit that they said, considering that they have mothers, brothers, and sisters, maybe some of their views would change as people started thinking of their mothers and their sisters and their daughters the same damn way that they think about somebody else's.
Well, you know, I would like to think that also in a perfect world. I never listen to a man when he wants to talk about vaginas unless he has one of his own that he gets to wash and he gets to take care of. You know, until then, just like I don't go off talking about penises. I don't know if they could grow an extra inch or two. I don't know when they stop growing. I don't know why they get hard in the morning and all of that other stuff. I have no idea. I can't speak on it. I can't speak on why some men need Viagra, some men don't, why some men can't get hard after a while, and all that other stuff. I don't go forth and call him how he's less of a man because he can't produce or he can't, you know, deliver. You know, that's something I can't speak on. So I don't think any man should speak on a vagina, especially if he has no firsthand knowledge of it.
But you know, these pussyologists are, you know, they never went to school for nothing. They just pulled
right,
from the
right.
school
for
knocking mm-hmm. pussy up.
Self-proclaimed, because somebody lied.
I mean, it's crazy. I'm just like, interesting. And I'll be like, okay, I feel like it's no, they say it's double standards. I'd be like, females, you know, we do what we do. Men, y'all do what y'all do. Y'all be so quick to point us out. But then, what trips a man out is you sit there and you try to call a female out and she pulls up to it. Then what? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no choice but to respect her because she's honest about what she does.
She's honest about what she does, and you look to her to do it.
Of course.
Right? Okay. I remember listening to one of those morning shows. I believe it was Ed Lover's morning show up here in New York. And my boyfriend at the time, we actually had a big old argument, and it was so funny because we had an argument about something that had nothing to do with neither one of us. And he wound up, you know, like breaking up with me because of my point of view. Two women, one man on the show. It was a husband and wife and a side chick, and it was like paternity test Tuesdays. And the woman on the show with the baby was like, you know, this is his baby, and, you know, he needs to take his child, and she's ready to do paternity testing. The woman, the wife, was like, that's my man. He would never do that to me. He would never leave my home. You just want my lifestyle. You want my husband. He's with me every night. And the husband is saying, I don't know who this broad is.
Oh, wow.
So the woman's clowning him, you know, the girl so hard. And Ed Lover is like, well, what happens if that's his baby? And she said, I'm going to kill him and kick him out my house. Sure enough, the girl who wanted this woman's lifestyle, who wanted this woman's world, her husband or whatever, had his baby. And during commercial break, my ex asked me, how did I feel about it? And I said to him that I felt like the wife should just, like, sit back and watch what happens, as opposed to, you know, trying to degrade this other female, because she's so busy, you know, trying to bring down this other girl. She wasn't the sheet nor the pillowcase. She wasn't there. And she's talking about, you know, her husband was with her every night. What happened during the day? He could tell you he's going to work. He could tell you he's doing anything and everything, but he's actually doing that girl in the project. And, you know, sure enough, as soon as she heard the news, she felt stupid because she was standing behind her man, which you're supposed to do, but show me the facts. You know, I can't say you did. I can't say you didn't. She's holding this child right here. That's what it is. If this is your child, you already know the consequences. If this is not your child, she knows the consequences. But she was going hard like, oh, you know, that can't possibly happen. Her man can't possibly be a hoe.
Man, this is my motto on a man. A man is going to be a man, whether he do the right thing or the wrong thing. Man, the fuck up when you be caught. So in the back of my mind, I expect all men to cheat because it's in their nature. Now, my thing is, don't think because you may get caught that shit's real smooth on the homie, because anything you can do, I can do better. Trust that. And my shit will hurt worse than yours. You'll get me for a minute, but I'm going to get you back in the long run.
Right. And then, you know, men look to that as you being a whore, too. Like, they can do whatever they want to do. They can hurt your feelings any old kind of way. And as your woman, as their woman, you're supposed to just accept that.
Man, fuck that. Okay. I'm going to be a whole batch of fat for cheating on me, motherfucker. How about that? I mean, I'm sorry. Been there, done that. I was married for 6.5 years. He wasn't ready to get married, and so he always did what he did. But when I decided to do my dirt and he saw the nigga that I was with, he changed real quick because, first of all, my ex was in the military. His rank, the person I was cheating on him with, had a high rank. Motherfucker looked good. And he had a better, I mean, it was an upgrade, you feel me? My mom would always tell me, if you're going to fuck up your home, you better fuck it up with something better. And that's what I did.
Right, ain't nothing
wrong with it. So at the same time, it's like, boom, you know, he kind of, his feelings was hurt. Because when I was shedding the tears, it was just like, man, you know, suck that shit up. And then the shoe was on the other foot, it didn't feel so good. Woo, what? It's a man on the line. We got Marv Go Hard and we got Get Money. So we're going to bring them on and see what they got to say.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Marv Go Hard. And hello, Get Money.
Yes.
Well,
you were going
to miss one,
right?
Yep.
Do that.
It's Greg LaTruck.
Okay. You know what? Okay. Get money.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Okay. Marv Go Hard is the money. What's
up? Yeah. This Marv right here.
Okay, Marv. Well, like, definition of a whore.
Definition of a whore is just somebody that's with anybody. That's what it is to me. Like y'all was talking about wasn't y'all just talking about somebody being married, then them cheating?
Yeah, because it's like a 3-part thing. Because this came about in the chat room session on my show on Saturday. And somebody asked a question about what is your definition of a whore. Then it went from what is your definition of a whore, and then based on the answer that was given in the chat room, the lady was like, okay, well, people should just find their own, and they should get married. And just because you find your own and get married doesn't mean that you're sick, you're disease free, or you're having same sex. Because you don't know what your mate is doing. And then, you know, we started having a conversation about God being taken out of everything.
That don't mean you're disease-free. That don't mean you're disease. Just because you got married, don't put on a natural blocker of diseases.
Say, your dick ain't automatically STD free, and your coochie ain't automatically STD free. I mean, shit, me personally, I feel like you're more at risk because you trust this motherfucker. I'm just.
Right, you don't care. You ain't worried about no condoms.
Exactly. You ain't worried about that. Like, Lamar, I know this dick.
And then if he used to not using condoms with you, Why would he use a condom with somebody else if he cheating? He wanted to still feel good like that.
And then he gonna come home to you, calling the man with you, and be like giving you the business, knowing that he gave it to Big Shirley, Tammy, Camara, and whoever else. And I mean,
Big Shirley.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's crazy. So it's like, but there are a lot of married people that feel like because they're married that sanction puts them above everybody else, and that's bullshit. That is bullshit. I mean, so I'm having a sex right now because I'm not having sex, but I felt like from my personal experience of being married, shit, I was better either. So, I mean, that's just my opinion of the situation. So, I mean, I don't know. We have
yeah, and then you got to know who you're getting married to. Like, just because you get married don't mean it's going to change. Like, if they one way before you get married, like when y'all engaged or whatever, like getting married ain't going to change, man.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Do you see a problem with a female fucking a lot of different dudes because she's trying to find that one man that can satisfy her in all aspects of the word? Do you think that's wrong?
I think that's an excuse.
An excuse for what?
You're looking for the right man. Get out of here.
Now, hold on. Think about it. Think about it, though. Just think about it. Okay. If she is fucking different dudes on different days trying to find the right one, what's the difference if she fucks this dude and she's seen him for a month and it's not going anywhere? And she not feeling how she needs to feel, and a couple of months later, she go fuck somebody else. She getting it all out the way right now.
Hey, well,
man,
like I said, you gotta know who you getting into it with. Like a female can be like that. A female can be like that, and then find the right guy and get married and, you know, settle down and everything. But you, like the dude, you gotta know. You got to know that person if they're really like that. Like,
man, if you don't know a motherfucker if they really like that. Fuck that. I'm like going to a car lot. I'm going to try it before I buy it. Matter of fact, I'm Grand Recon Madam, and I think Candace Vaughn is on too. But fuck that. Ladies, try it before you buy it. Because
fuck that. What you mean, fuck that shit? Put it on, goddammit.
Might not be able to change it back in. Fuck that. I'm not settling. I'm going to run the show. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Man, I'm getting hot over here. These damn answers is killing me.
Man, you killing me, man.
Whatever. Matt, what's your definition of a whore?
Hello?
Yes, what's your definition of a whore?
Me?
Damn. She's
honest. Man, I knew she was going to say that shit.
Because that's the truth. Own it. I love it.
Great minds think of life. See what I'm saying? Pow.
Is that Candace?
Huh?
Wait, did Candace calling you?
What's her number?
The prefix is 786.
Okay, she's on. I'm ready to bring her on right now. Damn it. Hold on.
Hello? Can you hear
me? Hi, Candace. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Well, welcome to this crazy-ass show today. It's Girl Talk. And I was in a conversation in my chat room on Saturday, and this lady came in, and she was asking me questions. And she was like, you know, what's the definition of a whore? And I told her, you know, a person that doesn't respect their lifestyle and just does crazy shit. And then we started talking about people sleeping around. And she was saying that, you know, she agreed with a man's opinion of a whore, women that have sex with, like, multiple partners or whatever. And then she was saying that women should just practice safe sex because she sells toys, or they should get married or be in a committed relationship. Being married don't mean that the motherfucking sex is safe, because how many married men you know trick off?
All day. And the women, and their wives be whores too. I know a lot
exactly.
of married whores. I know a lot of married whores. So
oh my God. See what I'm saying? So
y'all are turned up tonight.
Because I get so
Candace, that's your favorite word, turned up.
Who's that, Mata?
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. Hi, mamacitas.
How are you, baby? So what's your definition of a whore?
I said earlier, me. Nah, only kidding.
Right.
I don't really have a. I don't like to label people. Personally, like, I feel like as long as you do you without compromising yourself, then it is what it is.
Exactly.
Who am I to tell somebody or call somebody a whore? Like,
right.
You know?
Well said. Definitely.
There's a difference between a whore and a hoe, if you ask me. A hoe does stuff just to do stuff, and a whore is basically a maid, you know, a person, a maid bitch or dude or whatever. But
right.
I don't know. I don't really, honestly, you know, I don't know how a person can sit there in 2013 and call somebody a whore. Like, what?
Right. Everybody's a whore.
Usually when people spew those type of words or labels, it's usually themselves.
Right. Exactly.
I think if you ever think for 1 second in your head that you might be a whore, you are.
Wait.
If you ever thought that you were a whore, then you are.
I own everything I do. I don't know about you. I live in the light. I don't know about
right.
you, but I do everything I own. So
exactly.
If that's what I want to say I am, I'm going to own it. Okay.
Like if anybody ever thought for 1 second that they ugly, that's them, man. You
well,
know, whatever
not,
you think you are,
you,
that's what you is.
I can tell you right now, I'm dark and ugly. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Beautiful.
I believe you say that in general.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, when people, whatever people think they are, that's what they are.
Yeah, but some people have delusions of grandeur, and they're just in a little haze of their own haze, you know, so, like, a girl might think they're a whore and really they're really a hoe. A guy might think they're a whore and really they're a hoe, meaning they're just fucking with bottom feeders and doing bottom feeder shit. You know, to me, this is lovely.
Some people call
lovely
me a
hoe.
Some people call me a hoe.
I mean, what they want to call you a hoe for? Why would they call you a hoe? Come on,
a hoe, a whore. They can say whatever they want at the end of the day.
But
I get money.
You can look at yourself in the mirror, and you're happy with what the hell you see.
Right.
Also,
right.
When your check stops getting cut, then they could call you a hoe. Okay.
Right. I know a lot of girls that are hoes, that are secret hoes. You know, like secretly, they be worse than you know than anyone. Married when you know all kinds of things.
And then go to church on Sunday.
Go to
like,
church
oh
on
my
Sunday.
God.
Right.
Please.
Nothing
like
Saturday.
Sucking off the pastor.
Okay, having sex with the pastor while in the home. Stop it.
Still drunk from Saturday and shit.
I mean, when you think about it, everything is just like crazy. People, like for me, married people tend to be the worst, especially women, because they feel like they are up on a pedestal when they're, to me, I think marriage is the oldest form of prostitution. I tell people that all the time. I've been the beast. And then it's like, you know, you're not, it's like, at this day and age, you don't know if when your man is stepping out, is he stepping out on you for another chick, or is he stepping out on you for another dude? You don't know what the fuck.
What?
Yeah, he's right.
I mean, come on, down low. Like, when that dude wrote that book, that shit was, I didn't read the whole book, but I was saying earlier that when he was writing about how his wife was suspecting that he was having an affair, when she finally busted up in the crib, she caught him in the bed with the deacon fucking him. So,
right.
That going on. You don't want
there you go.
Because you're going to be like, what?
There you go.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, the people that's supposed to be taking us to the light, taking us to the fucking darkness, I just be like, you know what, I'm good. You know, at least with a dildo, I know that it's more than one hole. And
a dildo? Why one hole when you have three? Have three holes.
Wow.
Why one hole? One.
For real.
Okay, I was trying to keep it somewhat clean, but
that three meaning you can multitask.
Madeline, be quiet now, because this is what you started. When I blasted that Candace was going to be on the show tonight, people started to get so hot.
You didn't even introduce her, and she's a star. She's giving you great advice.
I'm sorry, he just got into the conversation. We have porn star Candace Vaughn on the line, and she's going to introduce herself and then have the what people are saying on BBM. Go ahead, Ms. Vaughn.
Hi, I'm Candace Vaughn. My website is CandaceVaughn.tv. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, everybody has been on me to do some stuff, right? And I'm a little shy. I've never done any production work. I've just done home video clips and stuff. So when guys heard that you was going to be on the show, they were like, oh, my God, you should do a scene with her. You should do a scene with her.
Oh, you want to do a scene?
They're telling me that I should do a scene with you, and I'm just like, okay, all right.
What's your specialty? What's your specialty? Deep throat?
A little bit of everything. Now the only thing I
have, pop rocks.
Oh yeah, pop rocks. Yes. My company, my head game is a felony. Now.
Oh really? Wait, what? Your head game is a felony. Ooh. I like that.
Okay, it doesn't discriminate, okay? What is male or female?
I love that.
You know Chocolate, you watch pornos? Adult, you watch adult movies?
I haven't. I've been pure.
You know what?
I haven't because I've been pure. I haven't done anything.
No, I said, have you watched them?
I've watched them back in the day, but I can't look at them because they make me feel a certain way.
How you be feeling?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to know. I'm confused.
Okay. At first,
make you feel special?
At first, I didn't because it made me blush because I was around a lot of people and stuff like that. So I just felt out of place. So then when I got married and we started looking at them, you know, that's how my last son came about. And then it's like I started looking at cheesy shit, and it just wasn't for me. I was like, no. But now that I've embarked on the borderline adult entertainment side, it's like I like to look at people that I know is like really taking it and it's not fake, stuff like that. So I don't look at white porn anymore. I look at black porn. And
like interracial?
Uh-huh.
You like interracial porn?
Yeah, and I like midget porn.
Say that again? You said midget?
She said midget. I'm done. I'm over you. I'm turned up.
That turns you on? Does that turn you on? Is that your fetish?
Yo, see, reason why I started watching midget, it was just for the dudes because I just wanted to see with them shorts if their dicks was going to be at their kneecaps.
I know some niggas with some big dicks.
But I just thought with midgets, you know, that they may have been blessed aside from having a big ass. But, you know, to each his own.
Right. So we going to do this movie? We going to do this movie?
Oh, God.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll keep bitching up now.
For a first time.
Oh, God.
You bitching up, Chuck.
You coming to my party Friday?
You
coming
what?
To my party Friday?
She doesn't live in New York, Candace. She lives in North Carolina. I'm trying to get her to come to New York. I think she's scared.
No,
come to my party. I'm booking your ticket.
Have to interact or interject, you know, with the people, you know, hands on. She can speak to them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for you, girl.
I'm coming. Madam, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm very bold because a couple of, let me see, like a year ago, I had sex live on my show.
Yeah, what? Really?
Yeah, I had.
You
did.
You have sex on the show?
Yeah, wow. And I streamed it live on Tiny Chat. So people didn't believe that I was going to do it. So the whole 2.5 hours, 3 hours, it was streaming live. So everybody just knew the next day when they went on my site that the
whole thing was going to be. Wait, you were streaming it? Like, you stream like that? Wow.
Tiny Chat. Yes, Tiny Chat. And then the next day, the viewership on my site was up 204% because everybody was trying to guess what this meant. So
I'm not mad at you. That's crazy. So we need to do it when we shoot our porn, when we shoot our movie. We're going to live you stream it, too.
Oh, I hope my kids don't watch you.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this is crazy. I never knew that. Wow.
What's your Twitter?
ChocMommy03, Man, this switchboard is lit the fuck up.
I know. My boy Louie is on hold. He's texting me.
Okay,
I don't know.
He's 3753?
347 something.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him in right now. My head hurt. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh,
he's texting like he said that you said her fellatio is a felony. I'm dying over here.
He's on the line now.
What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
What's up, baby?
What's up, Miss Lady?
Hi. What's your name? We got a sexy boy.
Louis the 13th is what they call me.
Oh, my gosh. What is
this
for?
Hi, Daddy.
Say it again.
He looks like Rich Dollar.
He's on canvas.
Is that he? He coming to the party?
Yeah.
He coming to the party? Wow.
He's my partner on Fridays.
Oh.
He looks like Rich Dollar. The only thing, he's like short.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure.
Well, he looks better than Rich.
How many inches are you, though? How many inches?
My dick go past my belly button.
Your dick go past. What that mean? Your belly button
could
be low. Your belly button could be low.
I don't know nobody with a low belly button.
How many inches are you? How many inches, buddy?
I'm 9.
Like
wow.
9?
I don't know. We might have to talk with him on Friday.
I'm gonna just, can I grab it when I see you?
Can you what?
Yeah.
Can I grab it when I see you?
That's what you feel like you want to do.
Oh, my God.
Just know you got to grab with caution, though.
Oh, goodness.
Mm. Oh, what's up, though, madam? You know, I'm calling in. You asked me to call. I'm calling, you know.
Candace is giving advice, you know?
What type of advice?
Time on Chocolate City Radio.
What type of advice is she giving?
Well, there was a topic about what is your definition of a whore, and basically when you're in a marriage, it's considered that disease free. You know, meaning like, you know, people normally when they're married, they usually go out of the marriage and you know live other lives. That, people living in denial or whatever. And, you know, she was just basically giving her input. I gave my input. And then we just took it from that being naughty.
Oh, so basically it's all about people living a life that they really don't want to live.
No, we're talking about living life that we do live out in the open without giving a fuck about what anybody does.
That's
free.
That's free spirit, you know?
Like, Chocolate told us she did a live feed last year. She had sex for 2.5 hours. Woo! I'm like, she's gusto.
I'm saying that's her life. That's the way she want to live.
Man,
so you know what's crazy, madam?
Huh?
Because it's funny because I just put something up on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And what I put up on Instagram kind of caught a lot of people's attention. You know what I'm saying?
Well, why did you put up?
I said, sometimes people want a life they want to live, not knowing the pain it would cause to others. I said that excitement and the fun and enjoyment it gives you makes you feel alive, But the one who you truly, you know, that truly loves you, doesn't want you to, don't want to feel the way you feel. So, you know, they just want you for themselves. So I said, the life that makes you happy or the life that makes the other person happy, like, what do you really choose? You know what I'm saying?
What's your definition of a whore?
Huh?
She said, what's your definition of a whore?
I ain't got no definition of a whore. You want to fuck, you want to fuck. Like, come on, like, at the end of the day, that's what you like to do. That's like, if you like playing basketball, you're going to play ball all day. You like to suck dick or eat pussy, that's what you're going to do.
Right. I just think you should pay for it instead of doing it for free.
I'm saying, I ain't crossing that line, though. There's too many women out here, you know what I'm saying? Besides, I look like Rich Dollars anyway, so it's like, it's easy.
Yo, we got to get rich on the show. Oh, my gosh.
Rich is having a bad day today.
That's what I heard.
He's having a bad day today? Why you say that?
He got arrested today.
For child support.
Yeah.
You lying.
And that shit is on video. That shit.
Wait, you telling me that Rich got locked up for real?
Yeah, he got locked up. He'll pay his bills.
You are lying. Oh, my gosh. You see what happens when I don't go and listen to the father for 12 hours? Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
So all that S-class is sucker is a real sucker free because he doesn't, he's in a, in order for you to get locked up for child support, that means you have to be in super, super arrears. Oh, my God.
But you know what's crazy about that, though? Like, a lot of men don't know, right? If your baby mom is taking you to court for child support, you can end all that. Like, I've never been on child support before, but I do a lot of reading. If a man is going to court for child support by his baby mother, all he got to do is file for joint custody, and that should have come to a stop right then and there.
That's what you said?
I never had to do that.
Oh, my gosh, Candace, I love you.
I never had to do that. Anybody know me? If anybody know me, if you personally know me, everybody know my daughter's well taken care of. Everybody,
we don't know you.
That.
You have to let us know who you are.
I'm 13, a.k.a. Rich Dollars.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
Rich Dollars. He wouldn't even be the epitome of a doppelganger if he's saying that he's a deadbeat dad and he's driving an SLK and talking mad smack to $5,000 in a little episode.
But listen. At the end of the day, all we know is that Rich Dollars got locked up for child support. You don't know the real circumstance behind it. It can
but
be
listen,
this, though.
In
listen,
New York
listen,
State,
but madam,
you have
listen,
to be in
listen.
Arrears for a long time.
But guess what?
A long, long time.
But guess what, okay? You have women, and I'm not directing this to all, but I know women who have, you know, fathers who take care of their children, and they still receive assistance from the government. Now,
I'm not even talking that. I know, like, 10 girls off the top of my head that is child support and they still be feeding off our tax dollars. I'm not talking
know,
about
but so at the end
I'm
of the
just
day,
telling
but
you,
but guess
I'm
what?
Just telling
but
you
guess
that
what, though?
In order for you to be locked up, you have to be in arrears for a long, long, long time in New York State.
You're right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are so right. And you know, if you don't pay child support, they turn it into a felony now. You know, that's considered to be a felony. See, when I was locked up,
But Louie, you have to be in arrears. That's just like having a parking ticket. They accumulate. In order for you to, the marshals or sheriffs to tow your car, your tickets need to be in judgment. They just can't lock you up because you missed a month or 2 months or maybe 6 months payment. No. You have
Let
to be in arrears for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like penalties for a minute. That's why I'm like, that's crazy.
But listen to this. Like, one thing I know for certain, and two things for sure. When a child's mother put the father on child support, right?
Yeah.
And Rich has a job. We all know that. You understand what I'm saying? He gets a check, okay? The government knows this man has a job and he gets a check. They automatically would take out what they need out of his money. You understand what I'm saying?
But what if he doesn't claim it?
What you mean if he don't claim
it? He might have a lot of, like, I might have a, for instance, I have a job, right? I'm not going to say a job. I have a career. You know what I do in the daytime or whatever. But then I say, for instance, I might throw parties. Now, for instance, some parties I might put on my 1199 and turn around and claim them for taxes. for business expenses and some I won't. So at the end of the day, in this industry, you get a lot of under-the-table money that you don't have to claim, is what I'm saying to you. So he might tell them he has a job and he works for Bad Boy, but instead of him saying that he's an A&R executive or whatever for Blue Flame Marketing, he could say he works inside the Bad Boy building, but he's a janitor. That's what I'm saying.
But so what?
Just because you say you have a job, yeah, you have a job, and they take the money out of the check, but there could be a lot of money that he doesn't claim.
Okay, but at the same time, if you're paying on something. If you're paying on something, they're not going to fuck
obviously
with you.
Obviously, he wasn't paying on it for him to get locked up.
That's what I'm trying to tell
that
you. That
is a human tragedy.
At the end of the day, he may not know. I'm rolling with the nigga on this one. Like, until I find out more proof that he's just not paying, then that's something different. But as of right now, I feel that his baby mom, you understand what I'm saying, probably took him to child support or she was getting money.
You're saying that because you're a doppelganger. No.
I'm a what?
A doppelganger, meaning you look like him. That's what a doppelganger, like a twin. No.
Yo, hey, yo, madam, do you really, really think I look like that man, yo?
Yeah, you do. I mean, you do in a sense. But we got off the topic. We went from cheating and whores to Rich Dollars being a Debbie Daddy. Like,
I know, but madam, the kicker was he was in a hotel lobby doing an interview. The police.
Wait, hold up. Tell me what? He was in a hotel lobby doing an interview.
Yeah, he was being interviewed by somebody. They was asking him about his business and stuff like that. Police rolled up on him, asked him some ID. He didn't produce the ID, but they already knew who he was. When they started walking him out the hotel, the baby mama popped up and like, yo, nigga, you really thought you wasn't going to pay for your fucking child?
Oh, that was set up.
She set him up. She set him up, that's different. That's just like if you want to sue somebody and you like, oh, I know that Adam's going to be on Times Square doing a cartwheel in Kasady shoes, and she's going to be with Candace Wan. Okay, and they say, oh, she's going to be there at 12:45. Somebody says, okay, you know, she'll be there like for somebody to serve me. She set him up. Somebody in his team probably is two-faced.
Yeah, it was crazy because the police had to separate them because people was like, what the fuck? And so then they ended up, on the video, they posted up his mugshot.
You are lying.
Now, Google
it
and it's going to come up. I was like, wow. But okay,
I got a call rap. Like, what?
Yeah, like,
I wasn't on the computer all day today. I had so much shit going on. I wasn't on by the computer all day. Like, I had so much stuff thinking. I was not by a computer. Damn. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, well. Well.
Yeah. So that's what
then you don't need to be his doppelganger. You need to be yourself.
Cut it out. You already know I'm myself. Ain't nobody going to change me from who I am. You know that
wow.
already. So cut it out.
And we lost Candace. The call dropped. She hasn't called back in yet. And some other callers. Man, this shit is just too fucking funny because all different men have different views of what a hoe is. And, you know, they really haven't said too much about being in a committed relationship if it's, like, safe sex or not. You know, most men, they probably won't because they'd be the first ones to cheat. But we're going to bring in another caller from New York. Last four numbers is 2238. Hello?
He left.
Well, he don't want to say nothing. Or
well,
she
back doesn't. To the situation, Chocolate. Candace proposed that we all do a movie, so what's up?
Oh, when I get there, I'm down. I already posted it on BBU. I didn't put it on Twitter and Facebook. I got too many family members.
Oh my, Louie, you want to be a porno star?
I can.
Yeah, cause nine is very workable.
You're gonna be Dirk Diggler 2013.
Dirk Diggler, I gotta be Louie the 13, man. I can't be nothing else but that, man.
No, I said Dirk Diggler. He was a porno star in that movie.
I know
but
he
I said
was the white kid. I know, but nah, I gotta be me. I gotta be original. I gotta set my own mark.
So that's going to be your name, Louie the 13th?
Yeah, that's what I'm rolling with.
The 9-incher. You remember? Hey. You remember what you said? She's gonna cock you on Friday.
I hear her.
We have another caller from Brooklyn. We're gonna bring him in, Big Tone. How you doing, Big Tone?
Hey, Chalk Mommy, what's going on? What up, Aspen?
Hey, Tone.
What up? What's going on? All right, real quick, let us put it like this. Before we get any further, I'm going to give you two definitions. One about one was a whore, and I'm going to give you a definition of a hoe. Definition of a hoe is a hoe is fucking everybody but she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? A hoe is the one that goes around giving all the whores a bad name. A whore is the one that you fucking and she loving the team at the same time. That's the whore.
So you're saying it's just like a difference in class?
Yeah, it's just a difference in class. It's just like between, you know, minor league and major league. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
That's just the biggest.
Get paid and hoes don't.
Why?
Like this with all whores.
That's just your personal thing, you know, homie. Like, in reality, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difference, though. I mean,
it's a difference for you. You understand what I'm saying? That's where you misunderstand it. Like, you consider that person to be a whore. Everybody else may not. You understand what I'm saying? So
what
when you say,
the niggas would be like, oh, did you hit it? Nah, son, she a hoe. Oh, but you ain't hit it though. But she
that's just the language that, you know what I'm saying, most people may use if engaging in that type of conversation. That's just like regular conversation. Like, that's just a word you may throw out when talking about somebody that maybe fuck this person and that person. Now, you may know three niggas, you know what I'm saying, that dated a girl. Let's say this is a girl, fuck three guys that you know. But she dated each one of them for 1 year apiece. But it didn't work out, you know what I'm saying, for her. But she fucked three niggas that you know. But they dated for 3 years. Do you consider
her?
Yeah,
but are they three dingy niggas or three...
Listen. Forget the fact that they a dingy nigga or get money nigga. The point what I'm trying to make is, if you personally know three people that is around you, say this is a homie, three of your friends, you understand what I'm saying? Y'all together every day, all day. Three of them dated the same girl a year apiece, and they all three fuck. Do you consider her a hoe?
She a pop.
She's a pop.
You know what she a pop is. She's a pop. because that means the homie's just passing her down. All right, she messing with my mans for a year. Now she messing with another one of my mans for a year. And obviously she gonna know, all right, they all boys. So if you gonna go out with one nigga and go out with his man, that means you a pop. You a hoe.
Well, yeah, I don't say that's the way you feel.
She popped off with the Three Stooges.
My thing is, what right chick in her right mind is going to date a nigga for a year or whatever, and then go date his man for a year? You know what I'm saying? No real chick going to do that. So you a hoe. You a pop.
That's about
for a year. I mean, I know it happens. It happens plenty of time, but those is jump offs, though.
All right, let me ask you a question then, right?
All right.
Would you fuck with Kim Kardashian? Not fuck her, would you fuck with Kim Kardashian?
She got money, yeah, I would.
Okay, so you would fuck with her, like fuck with her, knowing that she done sucked and fucked every other dick in the world and had a video.
She a pop up and she give it up like that, but I ain't gonna wife her. She'll never be a wife.
But if you fucking her, hey, you see, I just said, are you gonna fuck with her? Now we talking hood terms.
He's saying fuck with her, meaning like, are you not saying are you gonna fuck her? He's saying are you gonna fuck with her? Like, you gonna rock her?
Listen, he know what I'm saying. We talking hood terms. Like, we have a conversation. Oh, she a hoe. We having a conversation hood terms. Would you fuck with her? You would fuck with her because why? She has a benefit for you. You understand what I'm saying? So anybody that's gonna fuck somebody has a benefit behind it. You just want to bust the bitch ass. You want you her. Like, first of all, niggas fuck girls for many reasons. You understand what I'm saying? First of all, it's all for looks. first of all, like, in order for me to fuck a bitch, I got to be sexually attracted to you from the door. If I can learn to be sexually attracted to you later on, but I have to be sexually attracted to you somewhere down the line. That's number one. Number two, you understand what I'm saying? You really got to be about something for me to even be body to body with you. You understand what I'm saying? Because nowadays, you understand? You right, girls do fuck a lot of niggas, but just the type of nigga I am, if I get a hold of somebody, best believe, you know, even if it was just a one-time thing, she going to want to come back.
So my thing is, let me ask you this now. That same girl you was talking about that dated three of your homeboys, if she came and you were talking about, yo, what's good, would you mess with her?
It depends. I ain't going to lie. Some things, like, let me tell you how real this shit is, right? I was dating a girl for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And within that 2 years, we really never went nowhere, like, really advanced. And my man that I was with every day, you understand what I'm saying? I felt he was better for her than what I was. So I put him on with her, set them both down together, and let them both know I feel that you better for him and she better for you, because I can't do the things that you really want me to do and change with my life. Them two right now are married. They got kids. They living the best life they ever lived. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all about people living the life that they really want to live. A lot of people are with
being compatible, though.
Listen, at the end of the day, a lot of people is not compatible with people. But you know what we do? We get together with people. We have a good time at the beginning. It forms into a relationship. A lot of relationships just happen to form into a relationship without talk. Nobody really sits down and says, listen, I'm not going to lie, I've been dealing with you for about 6-7 months. I do like where this is going. I would like to, you know, be real exclusive with you, just me and you. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody really does that. Not a lot of people do. Everything just happens to form. You go out, you eat, you have a good time, you party together, you meet each other's family or whatsoever, you have fun, you're fucking, everything is good. You understand? Everything forms little by little, but nobody really talks about shit. And the thing about it is, a lot of people get a lot of things fucked up and mixed up, because when you don't talk about things and you just let it happen, later on down the line, you start to realize, like, damn, I really got myself caught up in something that I didn't really see because I didn't take time to talk about it. I was just having fun. So now you got two people together, you know what I'm saying, that's been together for 2-3 years, and then they end up breaking up. My personal opinion, I feel you should date somebody for 1 year. You must go through all 4 seasons with somebody in order for you to actually know what you're getting yourself into. Because everybody changes. The weather changes, people change. You understand what I'm saying? You got to really know what you're really getting yourself into. You know what I'm saying?
That's some real shit right there.
He ain't never lied. Because, honestly, I done seen guys like them for like 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, I don't like him no more. You know why? Because I never took the time to get to know him.
Because you only get to know the little bit. Now think about it. Most we all grown now. We all, you know, up in age and shit. It's not like it's a girl that we went to school with, grew up on the block with, that we actually got a chance to know over the years. We actually started exploring and traveling. First of all, I look at it like this, man. Y'all got to quote me on this. This is my theory about men, all right? You know, in an Indian community, when a child is born, you understand? When a female child is born, all the village females cater to that girl and take care of her, help raise her. When a man is born in an Indian community, all the men take the baby boy and they raise him, okay? In a black community, you understand? If I had a daughter, all my female family members and all my female lady friends is going to want to pick up my daughter, pick up the little girl, oh, she's so cute. Other men is not going to allow another man to pick his daughter up unless it's the father, which is the grandfather, or maybe the brother, like a real, real, real direct close relative, okay? Now, when it comes to females picking up a black child, every female will pick up a black child. This little boy would get picked up by like 7-8 different females. He's feeling and experiencing different body heats from different women, different feelings, emotions. Listen, I'm telling you, listen. He's experiencing different heartbeats from different women, and he's experiencing everything that they feel. A lot of women love babies. That's why they pick him up. Oh, he's so cute. They kiss it all on his cheek and everything. Oh, this one may stay at this person's house, or he may stay at this person's house. So he's getting the vibe and feel of so many different women as a baby. So as he grows up and becomes a man, He may deal with this woman. The next thing you know, he may want to go to the next woman. Why? Because he's looking for that different heartbeat, that different feel that he remembers from growing up. And it's
need to write a book.
Yeah, it's the truth, though.
I'm not mad at you. That was really nice.
It's the truth, though, because that's why men are we fuck ups. We do the dumbest shit, you understand? We can have a good girl at home, and she's by our side and shit like that. And next thing you know, we're going to fuck that whore hoe that you're talking about big time, you understand what I'm saying? We don't know why. We just do it. You understand what I'm saying? And then the chick would sit up and say, but why would you want us out knowing you got all this at home? And it's not the fact that we're not happy with all that shit. It's just sometimes that we just go ahead and do it. And that's because my theory is because as a baby, as an infant, us black men or men, period, have been catered to women of all types. And that's how we grew up. We grew up around nothing but women being picked up by these women, being catered by these women, being fed by these women, being birthed by these women. And lucky is some babies were sucking on titties when they was born. So, you understand what I'm saying? It's like they search for that shit, you understand, growing up.
So do you search for that, Louie?
Listen, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, you understand? Like, I live my life the way I live my life, you understand? Like, I'm a businessman. I keep my private life my private life. But one thing I know.
How many girls are you dating right now? How many girls, females, are you dating right now?
How many girls am I dating?
Yeah, dating.
What's your definition of dating so I can answer it right?
Dating could be, it could be from Tone's version of a jump off to going out, having going to Carnegie Hall for a jazz show, or ice skating in Bryant Park, dating.
Mm.
How many women are you dating? To smashing or having pop-offs after the clubs or whatever, like Big Tone just said.
Everybody got at least one pop-off for any kind of late-night event.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. How many women are you dating, Louie? And then, Tone, I want you to answer the same question.
Okay, so basically, you just want to know based on me with my fucking. That's what you want to know.
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you dating. I gave you a scale from A to G. Dating.
Okay, well, when you talk about dating and one that I put my time into and stuff like that, to be real honest with you, so.
Honest with us, it's not. It's like five people on this phone on this radio show right now.
Nah, like I ain't gonna lie to you. Like the ones that I'm really putting my time into right now is two.
How many are you fucking?
A lot.
What about you, Tom?
I got five in rotation.
Wow.
And I got one, and I got one that is, like you said, the one that will go to Bryant Park, we'll go to Carnegie Hall, we'll go have a nice dinner at, you know, Cheesecake Factory.
But she's your main chick. Your main chick.
Okay. Well, we have an understanding about okay, we have an understanding, we have foreseeable future, you know what I'm saying? And the other five, you know, those are the ones like, you know.
So in essence, you have six.
Huh?
And you just said five, and you have main chica. So you're saying in essence, you have six?
Yeah, it, all together is six. You got five.
Oh, my God. Where do you get sleep?
Huh?
When do you ever sleep? When you have to? There's only 7 days in a week, and you have six women. You
well,
gotta spend a week.
It's not an everyday basis. Usually, what I do is if I'm feeling a certain way, I go through the roles. Okay, let me school. Do I want Keisha? Do I want Jennifer? Do I want Kiki? Let me see. Let me see who's available.
Yeah.
First I break it down with who's available for that moment.
Oh my God.
I'm a spontaneous kind of dude. Like I'm the kind of nigga that'll call you out of nowhere at 11:30 at night talking about, yo, what you doing? You up? You sleeping? Morning was good. You hungry? You wanna go to chicken spot real quick? What you doing?
Get to the chicken spot.
I'm loving y'all.
We have another caller from New York. Get money. I can just imagine what the fuck he got to say. Tone, we're going to find out how the people you fucking when I get there, because I just don't believe you. Hey, Get Money, how you doing?
It was good. First and foremost, I want to say, Louie, honestly, you should throw a book out there, really. I ain't going to lie. What you just said about that heartbeat makes so much fucking sense. It's not even funny. But then again, Tone, what you said kind of it makes sense also. But then again, reason I'm calling is because women, Chocolate, You didn't specify it was only for women. You said what's your definition of a whore. You didn't say what if it was pertaining to male or females.
It's for whoever. I mean, because I feel like it's a double-edged sword. I think it's both.
Nah, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I said this. I mean, let me tell you why I say this, right? Me personally, I don't think labels should define people. I think your connection with a person should define what that is.
Thank you.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, because honestly, like a female could turn around and look at most men and be like, "Oh, you a whore." I mean, prime example. Louis got a lot. He got two main girls, but he got a lot. He's fucking with. Tone got five girls and one that he's really serious with, so six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to be rude or everything, but any female could look at both these men and be like, "Yo, y'all niggas is whores," right?
Yeah.
Right? So, at the end of the day, it's a label, right? But then again, his connection, Louis' connection to his two women is what's important. And then, what you call it, Tone's connection to his one particular female, that, you understand? That's his relationship. So, if you're looking at it from the outside, it all depends on who's judging. If you're judging yourself, then that's something different. If somebody else is judging you, people are going to judge regardless. People are going to say whatever. Yeah, you might look at a different female and she's doing something, but you don't know what she's doing it for. All right, for example, I used to message this shorty, right? And she told me, "Oh, if you don't give me attention," she was a cancer, so she was very spiteful. "If you don't give me attention, you're going to regret it." That's what she said. At that time, I used to promote parties and everything. I didn't care. I'm like, whatever. Never gave her no attention. You know what she did? She messed with my homeboy. When I found that out, I said, "You want to be like that?" I said, "No problem." I blast her number. This is on MySpace. This is back in the day when we had MySpace. I blast her number. All jokes aside, I blast her number on MySpace, right? And said, "If you want a free feel, whatever, call this and this and this number." I kid you not, word to my God, three of my homeboys call that number and all three beat.
Wow.
She found out. And you know why she did it? She did it just to spite me because she knew I did it. She knew I blasted her number. And she was like, "We got my number." They was like, "Oh, from Facebook." From MySpace. And do what you call it. Nah, but my thing is this, right? Now, to me, I could turn around and be like, "Yo, she's a whore, whatever, because she died out of spite." But in her mind, she justified. You understand?
In her mind, she justified. But in her mind, she justified. But in your mind, you say, "Man,
but that's me judging her. You understand? That's my judgment on her. You understand?
Right.
But it doesn't. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's all
the same person.
It's a connection you have with that individual. Like, what's his name? Like, Tone said. I'm sorry. I keep saying what's his name. Tone. Tone said, the difference between a whore and a hoe is basically the whore you beat, the hoe you didn't beat. You understand the connection?"
No, he said the whore you don't beat and the hoes you do.
I said
the hoe you didn't beat and she's beating everybody else. The whore you and your man's is beating.
That's what I said.
The hoe is the one that you didn't beat, but everybody else is beating. And
yeah.
The whore, the one that you beating and your man's is beating.
And it's being, so you see the connection? The relationship between the hoe and the whore is that the guy, he's not fucking her, so she's a hoe because he's not fucking her. But if he's beating her, she's a whore. You understand the difference? The connection I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's the relationship between you and that person that defines that relationship.
That's why when I was saying that, that's a personal opinion of each individual. You understand what I'm saying? It's just your personal opinion on what you feel.
Because Tone, at the end of the day, don't even lie. If one of those five girls find out they're in rotation, what they gonna turn into you and say?
What?
They actually probably not gonna dance it. Not even, because you know why? Because you know why? Two of them know each other. And they know what it is.
Let me ask you a question, honestly, right? Do you think if you was to tell every last one of those girls that you fucking with
exactly what it is that you're doing, do you think you'll be more of a free spirit?
Well, it's not so much more of a free spirit, because I'm always...
My question requires a yes or no. It's just a simple yes or no. If you was to tell every five girls that listen, shorty, I'm not going to lie, I like you, I like the vibe, I like the things that we do, but you know what I'm saying? You can't give me this, so I do this with this person. You understand? If you was to tell every girl what it is that they do for you, do you think you'll be more of a free spirit, yes or no?
Probably, yeah.
So you need to do that, my nigga. Yeah, I'm honest with you. Because this is what's going to happen. I'm not going to lie. It's going back to what I said from the beginning. Our relationship is going to form without you even knowing, and then your ass going to be stuck in a situation not knowing how to get out of that shit. You understand what I'm saying?
And she might, one of the five might break your heart.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, homie. I'm telling you something for real. You see, listen, y'all, I preach Louisism. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Louis, where you from? New York?
I'm from the Bronx. Louis the 13th, Dot Mob, man, you know?
Oh, okay, Dot Mob.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But this is the truth, though. This is some real shit, though, you know what I'm saying? I preach Louisism for this reason. When we all grew up, we was already taught what certain religions are. Some of us may have been forced to learn certain things, but it was just something that was just embedded in us growing up. You understand what I'm saying? One thing you can never argue with somebody is religion. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got their own beliefs on what they feel. So that's why I preach Louisism. I preach Louisism because I believe what I believe. I'm going to do what the fuck I want, and ain't nobody going to tell me no different. If I want to have sex with five girls, that's what I'm going to do. If they don't like it, I don't care. You know why? Because I'll five another five girls. You understand what I'm saying?
You're right. I don't mean to cut you off.
Are you keeping it real with all five girls, though, Louis? When you stutter, that's like a form of, when you pause, that means that you're not really sure your answer. You just said with conviction that you'll mess with five girls, and if they don't like it, that you'll find five different girls.
I have no problem with that, because you know why? And the reason I have no problem with it, because if I'm going to live my life the way I want, like they say, there's somebody out there for everybody. You understand the plan? So you will find somebody that's out there that's gonna all like the life that you live, because you allow them to live their life the way you want.
So question, the two women that you're serious, or you say whatever you're in relationship with, or just say you're dating them or whatever, do they know about each other?
They know?
They have total transparency.
Yeah.
You know when you type in the security code and it says weak, cat response is just weak. This question is for Tone, the guy, Get Money, and Louis. The women that you are dealing with, you say you're dealing with six, one's dealing with two, the other one might be dealing with 18. We don't know. Point is this. What if the women came back and told you, like, listen, all right, well, since you're dealing with Misty and Christy, I want to deal with Ben and John. Would you accept that?
I would definitely accept that. You understand?
That's Tone talking?
That's Louis the 13th talking.
So what about you, Tone?
Nah, that won't work. because two wrongs don't make a right.
See what I'm saying?
Let me explain something. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me explain something. Alright, in this situation particularly, right, I might not be 110% right with Louis, right, because I think majority of the reason why men do what they do is for the discretion, it's for the discreet, because everything that's taboo makes it even more. So I think it's the fact that it's hidden, it's hiding, it makes it even a little bit more sensual, makes it a little bit more taboo. You understand?
Exactly.
Tone, for real, I think he enjoys his situation because they don't know about it. He's getting away with it. It's the thrill of getting away with it. Like,
yeah,
okay, I got
like
this.
Cheating.
Some shorty might walk out, and then somebody walk in like, oh, okay, look at that. I almost got caught. It's the thrill. It's an adrenaline. So to be like honest with them, I mean, it sounds good in theory, but I think it takes away the joy of what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but again, this is a topic I was trying to touch earlier. I didn't get to touch. Chocolate, do the same. Ask him, do it with her. Y'all need to stream it live. For real. Or bet, even better. Have a party. Y'all do it in a party. Let everybody watch. And stream it. I'll be the cameraman.
Have our popcorn
out. You're late.
Madam
Chocolate and Aston and Candace Juan are doing a movie. What? We're going to make millions. You're late, homie. We're going to make millions of dollars. We're all going to be multimillionaires by the age of 40. No, yes. Perfect. Anything I do is pay-per-view, period. So
pay-per-view, that
shit. Candace Juan, as you already know, she's a porn star. So obviously she's not fucking just to be fucking, okay? I've known a girl for about 10 years. So at the end of the day, if you see that she gets paid to have sex. But Aston, Madam, Chalk, and Candace Juan, we might even throw in Roxy Reynolds, because that's a friend of ours too. We're going to have like some crazy ridiculousness.
I'm just gonna film it.
No, you gotta be like the decoy or something.
Whoa, Roxy Reynolds, that's the one that looks like Ashanti.
What?
Ooh.
Roxy Reynolds, that's the one that looks. She's the one that looks like Ashanti, right?
I wouldn't really say so, but
nah, she don't.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. She'll
be on the show on February 15th.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to all do a movie. So, I mean, you could just stay tuned for that. And it'll be on Netflix. It'll be on demand or DirecTV. It'll be on all that.
I want to be in the front row.
Okay,
I want to Spike Lee seat that
party. Dr. Precious, Louis, I have a message for you. You just came up on the rip. Louis needs to be real with himself and stop trying to convince you, because no one's falling for that shit he talking.
What? Say it again, she said, what?
You know what? And that's the person that's in denial. See, once you know what it is that you want in life, there's nothing that anybody can say or do that's going to stop you and make you feel different.
Not to go off subject, you know what just clicked in my brain? All these Love and Hip Hop cast members, slowly but surely, they're having like little instances with the law. Did you just notice that? That shit don't make no type of sense. Like, what is Mona doing? She's not vetting these people? Jesus.
Okay,
Louis, you want to be on that show? You better get your shit right, boy.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. I've already been in jail. All my cases is clear. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about that, homie. I'm talking about your life lessons better be clear.
Listen, get me on that show, and I'm going to teach a lot of people some shit. You understand?
Yo, you go on there, and they're like, yo, what is he talking about? I'm like, yo, that's a Louisism.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at you.
He's going to have a follow it like Scientology.
Yo, be like, yeah, but we can preach that Louisism.
Louis is a star. He's mad charismatic. When you guys come to New York, when you meet him, he's definitely, don't threaten him with a good time.
I have a question for Get Money. Now, Get Money, the second part of the question is, do you feel that when you're married that, you know, you're safe in sex and that you really don't have to be worried about diseases? Because some people have a false sense of security when they're in a committed relationship known as marriage. How do you feel about that?
All right. Hypothetically, you're supposed to be.
Hypothetically.
But realistically, no. Nope. Because it's hard. You, that person is going to be unfaithful. You're going to be unfaithful, especially with temptation the way it is. I mean, and this is, I doubt it. Like I said,
I mean, it's possible, but not every situation. In that situation, I would say it's like 50-50. You save 50%.
Hey, yo, can I say something when you're done?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
All right, this is my thing about that. See, by law, when you get married, there's rules and regulations that's embedded in the book. When you marry, the preacher tells you, do you honor, cherish, and love this woman, blah, 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 and be with this woman, only this woman, as well as the man. Like, that's in the book. You understand what I'm saying? So you actually started up for something that says what it is. There is nothing in the book that says you can't fuck as many people as you want or be with as many people as you want before you get married. Everybody should be free to do what the fuck they want to do.
Well, that's Louis, I guess me and you won't be getting engaged anytime soon, I see.
Nah, we not getting engaged no time soon because you just like me.
And Louis is fucking many bitches.
Louis is 7:30.
Oh my god.
Wow. All right. This is so funny. I love this.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? Who's coming to Pumpkin Friday, man?
Ashton, where do you live? Are you in North Carolina, too? Oh,
I'm
you're in New York. Oh, we gotta hang out, girl. We gotta have some mezcalitos.
Ashton?
Candace?
Yeah.
Hello, with
Candace.
Yeah, I was planning on going to see that AA in March, but I don't know. I might have to go to Dominican Republic and check on this shit, but if anything, I'm going to call for when I go to Ireland.
I'm saying, what's up? I'm going to see that AA again.
Well, you need to holler at Chuck. She's down in North Carolina.
I wish you were down in North Carolina.
Well, you need to holler at her every time you go there, and y'all can go to Piccadilly's.
I was down in some club in Charlotte called I forgot where it was in North Carolina. It was something called Phoenix. I was at some club called Phoenix.
My boy owns a club. His name is Joe. He's from Queens. It's called Caviar. Have you ever been there, Chocolate?
Nope.
He just opened it probably last year. It's called Caviar.
What part of North Carolina you from, Chocolate?
Greensboro.
You in Greensboro?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in Greensboro, and then I was in Charlotte, and I was in Mount Airy.
Ooh. Damn.
Let me find out Louis got the donuts down here.
Louis, what was you doing in Greensboro?
Now my daughter lived down there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we most definitely got to get up when you come back down up here.
Now, Charlotte is nice. I know, but I think the first time I went down there, I went to some place called I think it's the Pax Center or the Apex Center or something like that. That was in Charlotte. It was like a big ass circle. It was like a little mini mall with clubs in it and shit. But
okay.
They shut it down.
Charlotte is always popping, but I'm actually gonna go to CIAA this year. Meet a lot of the artists that will come on the show. I had a hangout with JoJo and meet some of the artists that always talking shit and promote some parties for my friends. And I'm trying to get Ashton to come down and party for the weekend.
Absolutely.
Because once I come to New York, I'm going to make a good impression. Then I'm bringing out my boxer pants. I think
you guys
gonna like the boxer.
That's me.
Oh, that's
so.
So, Chocolate, when you
come to New York, father with his kids, man.
I'm coming on the 15th. Either the 15th or the 16th.
Of what, February?
Uh huh.
How long are you staying?
I'm going to be there for like 4 or 5 days because I have to meet with the designer about my panties and my boxer line and do like a little soft launch.
So you definitely got to come in 25 hours.
Oh, I already have in my mind that I'm going to be doing something because I just know that with Madam hanging out with her at fucking Fridays, oh my God. Woo.
Yeah, I gotta make
Madam
sure. Yo, we're gonna do a movie. It only takes 24 hours. And yep.
Madam,
you got
right, by the third quarter of 2013, we could be millionaires.
I just want to watch. I hold the light. I hold the light and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
so.
What's
the ticket for watchers?
Well, get. How about this? Do this job. Go get us a loft space. So you know something. Get some furniture so we can a loft, like a loft space or something. You know, some place we can act out. You know, it's going to only take us probably like 12, 15 hours to do the movie. And then, you know, it's only going to be like a 45-minute, 90-minute movie. So, you know, 12 hours of stop, take, you know, do it again, whatever. Then, you know, if I tell Candace to call her erotica film stars, friends, and et cetera, you never know. We could be like extra millionaires.
I just want an hand job at the end of night. That's what I want.
Hand job.
Who does that, though?
He does.
Our hands out.
We have another caller that wants
that's
to
the
come
safest
in.
You guys.
He's impatient, so I'm going to bring him in. Caller 1802, you're live.
Hello?
Hello?
How y'all doing?
We're fine. All right,
first off, who do I have on the air? I don't recognize the other young lady. I know there's Chalk Mommy on the air. There's somebody named Louis. There's another brother. And along with my homegirl, Girl Scout, there's somebody else.
I don't know who he's at.
Madam, Louis the 13th, Big Phone, and we have Get Money.
Oh, all right. First thing, which Louis 13th? Louis, did you ever come on a radio show out in Brooklyn that streams live with a DJ?
Yeah.
Kilroy, he was the DJ, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I know who you are. That's my show. That's the show I used to love.
You the show when I broke radio airwaves with the phone calls.
With my girl Trixie and them, right?
Yeah.
I used to be on that show.
I just came home. Yeah.
Yeah, Ralph, the homeboy that sits next across the table from Trixie, like they all my boys. Ralphie, he knows them. Candace Vaughn. A couple of things. First of all, I gotta say this. Chuck, I already said what I had to say as far as the definition of a whore. I looked it up, and according to Merriam Webster Dictionary. But as far as what I think, first of all. Like I say all the time, my views of sexuality and social things are a little bit different than everybody else's, and I don't really feel whore, hoe, slut, harlot, trumpet. I feel like all of these terms are really outdated and unnecessary. Sexuality is beautiful, and the fact that someone chooses to share their sexuality with the world, there is nothing that I've seen that proves that sharing your sexuality brings any harm to yourself, to others, or the environment. There's plenty of opportunity to get yourself tested. I work for an organization called Brooklyn Men's Connect every Tuesday. They do free HIV, STD testing. You don't even need health insurance. We give out contraception and all of that, as well as pamphlets and information to educate yourself on how you can protect yourself. So there's plenty of resources here so that you can make sure that you have a healthy sexuality. Sex, to me, should just be healthy and legal, safe and legal. Otherwise, you can do whatever you want. I don't even believe it's appropriate and respectful to call another girl a pop off because of what? Because she shared her sexuality? What is dirty or shameful about it? Who on the phone can tell me that they came into this world without conception? Who on the phone got into this world without the act of sex?
None of us, unless we were test tube babies.
You know, so I don't think, I mean, we don't necessarily have to acquiesce to the conservative far-right system of morality, you know what I mean, where you're going to have to subject a woman to degradation just because of how she adopts a sexually liberal attitude. That actually is a progressive step toward gender equality, so that she is able to own the same pride and sexuality that her male counterparts have. So it's not fair for her to be called a pop-off or to be called anything. It's not fair for anyone to be called anything because they aren't doing anything destructive. and they have nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not mad.
Oh, and as far as the scene that I heard with that's supposed to be going on with Candace and stuff like that, can I ask what type of pornography is it going to be? Is it going to be a gonzo or is it going to have a script?
I've never honestly been in porn, but Candace is, like I said, she's my friend for about a decade. She's a she's more, you know, more. How can I say it? She's more. She could educate you more than that than I could tell you. I'm just telling you that we're all gonna do one. So if it's gonna be scripted, I don't know, but it's gonna happen, and we're gonna make millions of dollars.
Well, I could tell you a couple of things, you know what I'm saying? I know a couple of people. Matter of fact, Louis could tell you that I know a couple of people because he knows a couple of my friends. And I'm saying if you actually want any advice, I can tell you I already know who I would suggest you to do the editing. My homegirl at Baltimore, I could recommend the cameraman. I could write a script. I know a couple of things about this business. Clips for sale. This is one of the ways you can market it. And I know a marketing team.
I just know that if Louis wants to join, if you want to join too, I don't know. We are going to do the porn.
What? Stop the fucking car. Stop the bus. Hell no.
So wait, hold on. So this is a girl-girl scene we're talking about. So this is just Candace and Chalk Mommy?
At first it was supposed to be Candace Vaughn, Chalk Mommy, Aspen, and Madam Miska. Aspen.
But girl scout always tells me that she doesn't want to be with a girl.
Wait,
first of all, don't be calling me girl scout on the air, my dude.
She wants to be the director.
So you're not gonna actually get hands on. You're not gonna break.
No,
so you're not.
She wants to be a voyeur. She wants to watch.
All right, well, Aspen didn't actually do anything sexual. There was one time where she just wanted to spank him or something.
Don't speak for Aspen. You're not her lawyer.
No, I'm just asking. I was just suggesting something. What if she didn't get naked or nothing? What if she just, poured some baby oil over Chalk Mommy or something
like
that? No, I thought that would be cool to get her involved. You know what I'm saying? Because Ashton is pretty hot. You know what I'm saying? There's three girls in front of the camera.
Ashton is super hot.
Let somebody plan it out and write the script. And why don't you just sit back and be surprised?
No, he can be
why
surprised.
Why is Mommy so quiet when she's the star?
Download our movie on Netflix or whatever that is. However, we go to DVD, whatever we're going to do.
This is your movie. You're coming all the way up here. How come you're not saying anything? I mean, you don't have any input of what you want to do?
Because I'm not a fuckable, I'm a doer. I'm going to do what I need to do when I get there. I don't need to speak on anything.
Thank you.
So, Louie, I think that you should definitely try to get in on that.
Really, Chalk Mommy is the star. We're just, me and Candace Vaughn are the supporting cast.
I think y'all should you know what I'm saying? I mean, I heard good things about Louis. He sounds like a good dude. I think y'all should give him an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to perform if he's going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Not that,
Candace Vaughn says she's already going to grope him on Friday, so we'll see. We'll see if his cheeks turn rosy.
Now, this is going to be exclusively a porn. It's not going to be live show,
I'm all about money. So at the end of the day, whatever is going to make the most money, that's going to maximize the profit, whatever. If we could do, live feeding where you have to pay per, view, whatever, DVDs, everything. But it's got to, we got to get the money.
You could have a live crowd and charge $50 a head.
Nah, we need more than $50 because Madam's a lady. I'm a boss. And Candace Vaughn is a veteran. And then the way Chalk Mommy, I don't even know. I'm kind of scared of her right now. She might turn both of us out.
Well, you could probably charge a little bit more because, it is tax season. You know, a lot of niggas is getting their tax returns.
Lou, you're not going to go there, man, right? You're not going to go there. Oh, man, I know you can afford it, man. It's tax season. You're not going there, right?
Listen, man, I ain't paying for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah,
tax season
I don't know how it's going to be, but I think three powerful women Or, you know, it would be better if Ashton included herself, even
she
if put honey or something on her. Yeah, I think that would be like a
show. Let's go, let's
like
go
really
vote
dope.
Right now. Everybody,
I think everybody agrees.
Say aye.
Oh, what?
Everybody vote for
Ashton. Because they already
helped
me out as like a porn star.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, you know, why, I might as well just be one.
Chuck, mommy, what you got to say about Ashton getting involved? Are you quiet?
Oh, what I need to say is...
We need your vote. They need your vote
okay,
to get her support.
So what people don't understand is, before we even had this show, if you've been listening to previous shows, I had already told Ashton, when I came to New York, she already knew what it was. I was going to give her first...
Well, what was it? Because I didn't know.
Oh, I was going to give her first experience, and I still am. It's just that we got some key players involved. So, hey, I'm on point. Girl,
damn, Ashton, you sound like you're gonna have an awesome time, girl. Oh my goodness!
I can't stop laughing. Chuck gonna be way too busy. She gonna forget about all of that when she get up here. She got you to meet, him to meet, no parties to do, appearances to make.
I'm gonna make sure her ass is gonna be. I'm
well,
the first thing
say,
I'm gonna say. Listen, if you don't come with Ashton, then I don't wanna talk to you.
Yeah, right.
I'm dead serious.
I just want to say that, listen, I've read, I was on Chalk Mommy's page, right, on her website, and I've read a couple of, I've skimmed through a couple of sex stories and stuff like that, and there's a lot that she has to say. So I'm just saying that I'm going to expect a performance from Chalk Mommy, because she seems to bring a real diversified set of tools and arsenal to this sex. So I hope I'm seeing something special. Because that's
well,
especially
when
you're talking about
me and
money,
this is a pop. I believe that she's going to outperform me and Candace, and we're freakies.
Chris, you haven't seen the video? Well, I mean, you know, since you were all on my site, you haven't been to the adult site? You haven't seen why they haven't
seen the felony? I mean, I haven't seen any sexually related video. I may have seen some...
Okay, you haven't seen it from my adult site, that's why.
Like, I've seen interviews or, like...
No, you're missing the point. You haven't been to the adult site. Keep fishing on my site, and it's gonna take you right to my playground, to the chocolate playground.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see what you need to see, and then there will be no more words.
Sure.
I'm really down that
damn.
Life.
Damn.
Talk, mommy, about that life.
She about that life.
Matter of fact, get
she
money.
About that life.
I'm about that life.
What happened?
Right.
I said, get money can tell y'all I'm about that life.
Don't put me in a spot like that.
That's what they good for. That's what they good for.
He my homeboy. We go down. We down like 4 flat tires and a donut.
4 flat tires and a donut. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Well, I want to say
I was laughing when she said my A game is lethal or whatever. I was laughing.
No, it's
her name is
she said that lethal. I'm not lethal lips. What's her name? Candace Swan's head game is illegal. Felony. I never watched her pornos because, you know, she's my friend. So I don't know. Maybe I need to start watching them.
I'm about to watch yours that we make over and over and over.
I could never get past the first 10 minutes of a Candace Swan porn. I'll be busting.
What
are
we gonna call it? What are we gonna call it?
Oh
Todd?
Wow, really?
Oh God.
Yeah. But you mean you never get past it? What does that mean?
You can't get past the first 10 minutes.
I don't get it. You mean you're ejaculating?
I just be so worked up in the first 10 minutes that when I start going, it's over.
Oh, wow.
Can't get through a scene.
Is that because you only laugh?
Well, she's really a nice person in real life. Like, that you know, TV, I mean, you know, whatever, adult entertainment stuff. But she is a really nice person. She's a sweetheart.
A lot of people do come by, and she called in, and she was really nice when she called up to the other show. She's cool.
What I'm saying is that she's mad sexy. I can't get through 10 minutes without what?
She's super sexy. All my friends are sexy. I don't have an ugly friend. You see, Chuck Mommy's on the phone. Ashton is online. Those are some dope-ass bitches.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you, madam.
We gonna need some butter on the Ashton though. We wait.
Madam
Shrimp. Oh God.
That is so funny.
Oh, yeah, and for the second part of your question,
as far as marriage is concerned,
to tell you the truth, you can walk into marriage dirty or walk into marriage, you know, with STD or STI. Sometimes people don't exactly know, you know what I mean? But
I thought you had to take a blood test before you get married.
No, I got married, and I didn't have to take a blood test.
No, it depends on what state you're in.
Well, when I got married, you had to take a blood test.
You said the first time.
The first time, because I probably will get married again, but I was married before.
Oh.
You had to take a blood test, and you had to get screened.
Where was this?
Like 1999.
And I said, where?
In New York City.
Is that New York City law?
Excuse me?
I never heard of this. Is that a New York City law?
Yes, we had got screened.
Huh?
Yeah, I got blood tests and everything. STDs, AIDS, everything to make sure, you know, because you needed to know 100% what you were going into the situation with.
I think that's a great idea, though.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Me neither.
Because at least you know what you're signing up for. You know what marriage says, to death do you part. So at the end of the day, my husband is not going to be the death of me. So at the end of the day, why cancer?
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I gotta read y'all this. This is another tweet on Twitter. It says, poor same as hoes, people who happily offer everyone sex. I like that. That is really cute. Wow. I gained some new listeners. Y'all brought the freak out of me. So now everybody's going to be waiting and watching for this New York moment.
It's going to be epic.
Hell, I mean, real talk, after we do this, shit, Mona needs to replace her cast members with us because we some real ass people.
Now we need to have a reality show on We or Bravo, because at the end of the day, if we're going to do porno, you know, that's going to be a little bit too much, too risque for Viacom or VH1.
I know somebody who's doing that. I can hook you up with him. His name is Ricky. He's from Vegas. If you really want to do that, I know somebody who's doing that. He runs a company called Adult Parody TV. I got you.
It's too much for it right now. And then they're going to say, oh, it's just black girls out of hookers exploiting themselves, you know.
They going to say whatever they want to say. If you care about what people say,
I don't give a fuck what this person say about me. Cut me a motherfucking check.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know that
about.
The show won't get picked up on those, you know, Viacom. Because, you know, it's so much, you know, centrism right now going on with these hip-hop and, you know, these urban-type shows.
You got
to
put
the
it
drama
on
for ratings, but then they don't want the drama. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like a gift and a curse. The catch 22. But we're going to make millions off our porno, which should be distributed all over the world. Hong Kong, Tibet, New York City, Paris.
Try England. You know that England money is double our money.
I got dozens of friends in London. I got dozens of friends in East France. I got friends in Australia. We're going to do some shit. We're going to come out with a theme. It's going to be Chalk Mommy XYZ Presents. Sorry. Chalk Mommy. Hopefully, Aston featuring Madam Scott and Candace Horn.
My head.
I'm not even going to be able to function in class tomorrow.
Y'all just got me.
I'm mad that freaking Candace's phone deaded off. I mean, her battery went dead because she would have kept the hook. She would have had said some crazy shit that I couldn't even think of.
Oh,
but I am gonna go on the computer in a minute, check out Rich FKA Louis XIII story, and then I'm gonna go look at Candace's porn. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell her to bring me some porn to the club on Friday so I can go check it out for myself. And if I gotta rewind on the, you know, TV, I will. Maybe I'll learn some tricks.
And just a little warning, you might get instant wet within like 5 minutes.
Listen, I'm a sexual person. I get wet just looking at myself. So if I'm looking at her, of course I'm going to be like, wow.
I'm like, wow, now, because I'm on her Facebook page, and she got some big titties. Wow, mama.
Who, Candace?
Yeah.
Her sister, her sister's like a 36D, triple, double D. And she's small. She's like a size 4. So for her to have like a 34, 36D, triple D, that's huge. Because like I'm a 36D or G. Her boobs are like the same size as me, and I'm like a size 10.
You like whipped cream on your titties, man?
Yep. I'm doing it right now.
Yo, why he asked me so sexy, though? Did you hear him, though? Yeah, he said that shit real seductive, though.
I know. I'm not mad at him. Yep, I do. It's very nice. Nice. It's really nice to be me.
I got the alcohol. I got whipped cream with the alcohol in it.
No, I'm good. I don't need all that to get off. That's, to me, that's a deterrent. When you use alcohol and sex, that slows down the situation. You're supposed to have sex nice, and your faculties are supposed to be in order. They ain't supposed to have no drugs, alcohol.
Alcohol
is a downer. At the end of the day, alcohol is a downer. All that's just going to do is make me sleepy, and I'm not going to perform right. You'd rather me perform on natural than on
misleading. Be sober. I don't want you snoring and shit.
No, I'm going to be
even though that wouldn't matter because I'm a Scorpio. I got that Scorpio stink, so it's over.
Oh, man. You got that what?
Got that Scorpio stink.
What's that? You said swordfish?
No.
Scorpio sting.
What is that? I don't know what you're saying. You have to, you know, I'm kind of slow on things.
Oh, you sound, that means you must be drunk right now, then. You did say alcohol slows down the process.
No, she's trying to figure out what's your Scorpio thing. What is that?
I'm a Scorpio.
Elaborate.
Oh, you're a Scorpio. Oh, you mean Scorpios are sexual people, is that what you're saying? The fire sign?
Yep.
Well, I'm a Gemini, and you know what Geminis, they're very, very sexual predators. So Scorpios came back.
They say no matter if you forget anything, one thing you won't forget is a Scorpio. Remember that.
My first boyfriend was a Scorpio, and when he was my first boyfriend when I was like 17, and by 19 I don't forgot about him. So sorry.
No matter how old you get, you'll be on your deathbed and gonna remember that person. You'll be like, you know what? I do remember that.
I don't know. It depends on the person and their capabilities, because I definitely don't remember anything sexual or anything about that person at all. I'm keeping it 100, and he was my first.
Yep.
And he was a freak, too. He was nasty. He was disgustingly nasty, and he was turning me out at 17. So at 20 years old, I'm like, well, please. His dick was not all that.
Well, this has been an interesting show. Like, oh my gosh.
We need some lingerie and stuff ready, right? You gonna have some lingerie for me and Candace, right?
Man, I got plenty of lingerie. I shoot it.
Well, we ain't gonna need no lingerie, cause we just gonna take it off. Poof, pow, go straight to the tank. Peace.
I just want to smell the lingerie.
You sure do.
What?
Huh? Oh yes, Big Tone is a panty buyer. He will buy your drawers $50 up a pop.
I don't wear
panties too.
Stocking. I got a few
when
I get there.
You guys are freaks.
What? She labeling.
I'm just telling you, men, y'all better buy my boxers because they are really cute. I think most of the men on the line will like to celebrate the big y'all always got to go back. Y'all want people. So, yeah, I think that would be a good fit.
Well, Chaka, make sure you buy bras that make bras that come in a 36. They come for voluptuous women. You know, not just, you know, B cup.
Voluptuous women. I love putting whipped cream on voluptuous women.
I love eating whipped cream on Sundays.
Whipped cream and chocolate and chocolate syrup.
I thought a man produces his own whipped cream. What you gonna get whipped cream for?
Yeah, whipped cream for your titties.
I thought a man produces his own whipped cream. Why are you buying with
that? That got protein. I want the same shit for you.
All right,
girl.
That protein is a milkshake. That's good. That keeps the body nice and clean, nice and you know, vigorous and your skin nice.
No, but that's
nice
going
to
you. I'm talking about on the outside.
You put that protein on a woman's breast. You don't put whipped cream. You can eat the whipped cream on a Sunday. You don't waste food.
I don't want to put the whipped cream on your breast and on your pussy.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yep.
Really? Wow. Jeez. What else? What else you going to do? What else you going to do, Tony?
I can't tell you everything. I need something for you. You got to leave something for the imagination. You got to think about that when you go to bed at night.
I have a vivid imagination. I need to know. I need to know something else besides you telling me that you wanted to just put whipped cream on my pussy.
Nah, I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you right now, and the rest you're going to have to think about that another day.
Such a tease. Move on.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I'm going to get fired from my job if they know what I do. This is crazy. Louie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You falling asleep on us?
Nah, you know.
Are you just imagining me asking chocolate and thing with butter all over us?
Now, so you
not
know
not Carte Margie
butter. I speak when it's right, you know. I listen to everything else.
He's
Louis,
even got some butter
to
rub on his
head. I know. He's probably jerking off right now. Why are you so quiet?
I'm just listening to you, and then I'm on my other phone, you know.
On the other phone, researching
Love
chocolate on YouTube.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
That's I'm doing the same thing he's doing, but I just added. I just follow all of y'all on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter.
I don't even the last time I've been on. I just sent you a message on Twitter, madam. Too, you know, I ain't been on this with you like that in a minute.
Oh, man, that Louie, what's your Twitter?
It's Louis the 13th. That's LUEYDA13.
Again.
So Louis, before we close out, why don't you tell them what party you got going on Friday?
Well, this Friday we got Puckett Lounge. That's on 137th and 12th. We got your slime flu coming through, Mr. Votto himself, and we got who we got hosted again? Candace, you said.
We got the welcome to We the Best signing for Votto. Slime Flu 3 mixed CD release at Phuket, 701 West 135th and 12th Avenue, hosted by Triple X Star Candace Vaughn. You know when we see when we walk in the building, we see Louie. The first thing she's gonna go for, I'm gonna say, "That's Louie right there." She's gonna grab them 9 inches, the anaconda. But you know what, Doc? I might even take a video and send it to you from my iPhone and send it to you. Just you know, put Louie on Broad Street this time.
I'm saying, man, like, hey. It is what it is, right? You know
then,
me,
you
madam.
Know,
I don't do, you know me.
Next week, talk, you could put the footage of me and Candace, maybe, you know, doing some ridiculousness, you know, on your site. And then you could be like, those is my bitches.
Oh, most definitely.
Stay tuned for the video. Yeah, the movie, the motion picture. Produced by Dirk Ziegler himself, FKA Louis the 13th.
Put the lotion in the bucket.
Sound like a plan.
directed by like Tone. Directed by Tone. Big Tone.
Big Tone 76.
Hey, yo, Tone, you coming out, though?
Aston a cookie.
Hey, yo, Tone, you coming out Friday?
I'm going to see what's good. I ain't going
to
say no.
Hey, you know what,
you
man?
Need to,
y'all Brooklyn
you need
people,
to Tone, you need to come see me in person. You sound like a nice man.
Stop fucking with Manhattan, man. Come to the parties, man. Come to the party. Yeah. I was just in Brooklyn at I was downtown at Chance 11 on Mondays at the Fishbowl spot. You know what I'm saying? That should be rocking.
Yeah,
I gotta come up my
Chance
way.
Chance 11 be popping. Chance 11 be popping. Poppin'. Matter of fact, Chance 11 was popping tonight. I heard.
Oh,
yeah,
who got it tonight?
It's good on Wednesdays after work.
I got people that do sign on Chance 11 on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, I got to go check it out. I even know, I know my man Rockway and my man DJ Cook.
They call it Grey Goose Wednesdays.
Grey Goose Wednesdays?
Yeah, the promoter names are Grey Goose All-Stars.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, cool.
That's super cool. Matter of fact, when some of them promote Saturdays at BB King's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. You are so right. I think I know what you're talking about. They knew now, right? They wasn't there from the beginning, though.
Nah, they wasn't there from inception.
Yeah, the Brooklyn dudes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got a good following, though. I'm not even going to lie.
They call the Great Goose All-Stars.
Yeah.
Because all they do is
summertime. They be in basketball tours in Brooklyn and the Bronx. They have professional dudes playing on their team. They had Ron Artest out here 2 summers ago in Gersh Park.
I see Ron Artest on a regular, you know what I'm saying? He a regular dude, man.
He's dope as a player.
Yeah, he is. So that's like, Ron Artest, I see him all the time, you know what I'm saying? So it's like personal friend, you know?
Yo, Ron Artest being the hood is balling. He always in the hood is balling.
You can't call him that. You gotta call him Metal World Peace.
Yeah, you right.
And that nigga name is Ron Artest, man.
Fuck a Metal World Peace.
So your name is Louis the 13th. My name is Madame Miska.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what
we
they
all,
call
me. We're all characters in this film we call life.
And I'm Big Tone. Big Tone 76.
Big Tone. Big fucking Tone from B fucking A.
I'm just me is he is I.
Oh my goodness.
And I is him.
I forgot you got Louisism.
Yeah. Make sure you know. Nah, everybody just needs to live their life the way they want to with no regrets, man. That's it, yo.
The first time I called and spoke to Chocolate, if I'm not mistaken, that's what I said, I do me. Without compromising myself and compromising anybody else. I live life because tomorrow's not promised. I do me. I don't give a fuck. As long as I look fantastic by doing it, I don't give a fuck. So,
mm-hmm.
Right, and associate yourself with people that's willing to do that with you. But don't.
Exactly.
You know,
only positive, beautiful people. No Debbie and Donnie Downers.
Mm-hmm. You are so right.
Louie, you going to strip club today?
I was thinking about it, man. I'm trying to do something, but I ain't gonna lie. I got a bad cold, but that never stopped me from nothing, though. You know.
Well, you should take care of yourself and relax until the weekend.
I'm gonna go to
Crescent's and go see that Trinidad James. He's supposed to be there.
Oh, he's supposed to be there.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna go take out tonight.
Right.
A couple of my girlfriends, they're dancing there tonight. Like they're, you know, a lot of dances, but. You know,
anybody going to see Capone tomorrow here in Brooklyn tomorrow?
What he doing?
He's doing a comedy show at Linden Boulevard Multiplex.
You got something to do with that?
My man's joint.
It's your man's joint. Who else?
I haven't
been
to a comedy show in like 4 years. Isn't that pathetic?
A.G. White. It's my man.
Shoot me the information through Twitter, my G, and I'll see. I know tomorrow, Thursday, I got a lot of things I got to do tomorrow. And tomorrow night, most of my events that I'm stopping by is in Manhattan.
He's doing 2 shows. He got a show at 7:30. He got a show at 9:30.
Oh, okay, so he got the early drinks. Just yeah, shoot me the information on Twitter. Ain't nothing wrong with stopping by, showing some support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hit me with a mention. Big Tone 76, that's me. That's for anybody that want to holler at me.
Uh-huh.
My Twitter.
Is that Big Tone 76?
Yes, man.
right, I'm going to go on Twitter and, you know, follow you.
Hey, yo, madam, at me in a tweet with you, because, you know, I don't be on Twitter like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, we were just having a fantastic time with Big Tone and Shock Mommy on, you know, in Tone, and I'm going to put Candace and, you know, and have everybody retweet the tweet.
I'm gonna send a retweet out of my man's Capone shit. So if you wish, y'all all follow me, y'all see the retweet. I'm gonna retweet that in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a plan, man. It definitely does.
Well, I just did a tweet with everybody's name on it, so everybody should get it.
Okay.
So she is the fucking best.
I love you, Chocolate.
Yeah, she's fat.
And then, madam, I'm gonna retweet your stuff for Friday night. I'm gonna snatch it.
Louie, you gonna take Chalk out when she comes to New York to dinner?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Huh?
Something really nice.
You know what, Louie? Yeah. You my man, but you gotta get online, homie.
I'm on. Get online with what? Nah, I ain't for hold you, brother.
You gotta get online to take her to dinner, homie.
I gotta get online.
Yeah, I mean, she's a popular demand. That's what he's saying. You have to wait in line. You have to wait your turn.
I'm saying, listen. Hey, yo, check this out, madam. Little do he know, I just got escorted to the front.
He's saying to you, Big Tone, that I'm a bully, and he's basically letting you know that in subliminal terms that I'm going to basically take him ahead of the line. To the top of the class.
VIP, baby.
I don't do VIP lists, so.
Now we don't do lists. We are our faces are VIP.
I know it is.
We're beautiful creatures. People like us. They want us in their trifectas, because you know we enhance their situations.
Even with the whipped cream.
Yo, he's been cream right here.
I'm looking forward to seeing her whipped cream, Tone.
Hey, yo, Tone, you better come out Friday. You don't, all this conversation.
He might not come out this Friday, but, you know, he got parties. He's from Brooklyn. He could come to B.B. King's or something. He could come to your birthday party, your dress-up joint.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to come out to some joint stuff.
Louis's having a birthday party. He's going to be 30 years old. It's going to be called the Aristocrat Edition. Sponsored by Ciroc Premium Vodka.
Nice.
At stage 48 Street. Between 11th and 12th Avenue, the capacity is 1,600. It's going to be black tie. No freaking shenanigans. It's going to be super sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
no black ties. I don't do black ties. I'm from Brooklyn. We do polos and jeans.
Hey, madam. The next topic I should have on the show is about Brooklyn and how the way they dress.
Why?
Did you hear what he just said?
I got friends from Brooklyn.
Not every Brooklynite
stuff
like that.
Yo, I'm just
from Brooklyn.
I do polo tees. He do polo tees and Jordans or LeBrons or Uptowns and keep it moving. Fresh lineup, keep it moving.
You don't wear suits to a club? You don't wear suits to a gala or an event?
Oh, nah, I'm cool. Brooklyn. We don't do those. That's what them Queens, Long Island niggas.
I got super friends from Brooklyn that get dressed up.
That's
for
Harlem niggas. We don't do those. We Brooklyn
Harlem.
Niggas.
Oh, my gosh. Me and Louis from the Bronx.
I know some Brooklyn dudes that show out Harlem niggas, so.
Nah,
I'm
but you know what?
The Great Goose All-Stars who do Chance 11 on Wednesday.
Yo, madam.
That's the time they get dressed up.
Madam.
They don't wear suits at Chance 11. They be up in there
no,
chilling.
No, because that's Chance 11. That's a sports bar. But
yeah,
I'm
but
talking
madam.
About if we're going to, like, the Park Central Hotel, I've seen
madam.
Them in shoes and looking
madam,
real stellar.
Listen. I'm not going to knock you down, Tone, but honestly, you can only go by what he knows. He don't know that life. You understand? If he knew that life, then he can agree to it. That's not what he likes. He's being himself. He Yeah, I get it. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, we got not to him or nothing.
I've been in clubs, in a polo, in jeans, and sneakers, and been around dudes with suits and the pin hat. Let me tell you something. Them niggas asking me, yo, who's shorty? Right? Them niggas at the bar trying to figure out, well, what's going on. I'm at the bar chilling with something nice. So, you know, just because you wear a suit and black tie don't make you better.
Hey, yo, madam, you need to book Tone for him to bring all five of his girls to come host Puckett next Friday so we can actually see, you know what I'm saying, where he got lined up.
Pow.
And let him know that we are paying for his services.
You guys are hilarious. So, Louie, we got to really plan something really fantastic for Chalk. Because, you know, she, her and I are going to make God billions of dollars. And, yeah, and you're going to take us to a really nice posh restaurant. Maybe Leaps or Diving Prime, something really good, you know, like a $300-$400 dinner. And we're going to shake out. I mean, you know, maybe you guys might have instant attraction. You might shake up.
All right.
I got a table reserved at Wendy's. All you can eat.
You know what, Tone? I'm not
mad
at you. You know what?
Extra large frosties and all that.
I'm not mad at you because you know what? I do love those spicy chicken nuggets, and that sauce is the bomb. So, and those people from
Charlotte,
a little canal meal, I would be good with that.
I get you a 6-piece. That's how nice I am with you. I don't do
no,
five.
No, the 6-piece is 99 cents, or 4-piece is 99 cents, whatever. If I get 10 $2, if I get $10 for Wendy's, I mean, I get a soda or a slushy. I get the nuggets, and I get french fries and a salad. I'm super good.
And bacon, junior cheeseburgers for everybody who pisses
yes,
right now.
Yes, junior bacon cheeseburgers, 99 cents, $1.08 with tax.
99 cents. Holla.
And a Miscarita or Miscatini in a Gatorade bottle. Your night will be priceless.
And I only go to Wendy's where the soda machine's on our side, so I'm leaving with a refill.
Yo, we love you.
Thank you.
Refills on him.
Said, wow, that's how you do it. Three refills going down, one for the road.
That's why you don't need suits and ties.
Huh?
That's why you don't need suits and ties.
No.
Nope.
Oh, polo and jeans. I go to any event. I can go to work and go to the event.
Oh no! Oh my God!
All guys, who come out of work, go get a shape up, and I'm good to go.
Well, at least you have a clean haircut, and your whole situation is, you know, collegiate and clean.
You look at some of my other pictures. I'm always clean cut, sweetheart.
Well, then that's a beautiful thing. I'm not knocking that because Jordans and LeBron, whatever those sneakers, they cost like $200, which I would prefer if you take $100, $200 more and buy some Ferragamo and have those for the rest of your life. But you know, it is, you know, your amount of your sneakers probably cost equivalent to like a pair of Gucci, not really, yeah, like you know, a good pair of Bally or I don't know.
But you know what, though? You know what I've learned? And I've learned this coming up through the game and being at parties and doing parties and seeing how people react. What works for you, works for you. What that man might wear a suit, that might work for him. Let me tell you something. I don't feel like myself when I wear a suit or a shirt and tie. I don't feel like, I feel out of my element. But when I'm in a polo shirt and I'm in jeans, I feel like I can take over the world.
That's a beautiful thing. Wow, it's like 12 o'clock. We're still on the damn computer.
Yes,
I mean,
we have come to like the end of this show. Y'all have been like really off the chain. Like, Tone, you are something special. I love you. Madam, you is my bitch in the best way. You know, we all are very sexually open people. It's ours. We own it. If motherfuckers don't like it, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, while y'all have y'all nose, like, stuck up at us, your man is chasing us, you know, to get us to do what you don't do, because we open about our shit. So, shout out to the circle of the Chocolate City people. I would like to thank everybody for listening. I would like to thank my new friend, Louie. Ooh, wait. I wonder if I can say Louie with some nine.
Harry's gonna say he looks wrong.
Yeah, I already followed him. Madam, I followed you for both of my accounts too. I think I follow everybody from both of my accounts. I'm not sure. I think so though. I'm confused right now. I'm still reeling off of this movie and the feedback that I'm getting. Oh, guys, I might not even leave New York after this. Oh, I
she gonna do her show. She gonna be doing her show live from a Wendy's in Brooklyn somewhere, talking about yo, we over here eating Frosties.
Telling. That's crazy. So people try to take kind of real places, and you still holler at Wendy's.
Yo, you should be to call that lady, that Wendy, the real Wendy, and tell him that we tell her that we have a surrogate, that he don't even eat McDonald's. He only fucks with Wendy's.
Nah, right? I don't eat McDonald's. I like Wendy's better. I don't even mess with McDonald's.
Wendy's
like
is better than McDonald's. Well, because Wendy's burgers are like, to me, they're like realer.
Let me tell you something. During football season, I work with a high school football team, right? And after every game, me and my men, we all go hit a Wendy's after the game. It's like a ritual. We all wherever we at, we in Brooklyn, Staten Island, wherever there's a Wendy's, we gonna find it and we gonna go there, and that's usually our post game meal. We don't eat nothing else. You know? And if you act right, I might start a game of table football, because that's what I do.
Okay.
Lakers is trash, by the way. I don't know if y'all know.
Who?
The Lakers are trash. That's why I was going to put that out there.
Well, the game was on?
Yes.
It was.
Well, I'm about to end the show so I can go take a shower and bless the water and think about all the wonderful things that's going to happen.
You're gonna
oh, my goodness. Me, too. Now, I'm going to take a shower and get dressed for the show club.
I'm
going to get a couple of dollars.
We get the shave.
Louis the 13th.
It's bald.
Yeah,
I'm here. Get money. Big shouts out to the lovely Candace Vaughn. She kind of set it off. And I would like to shout out Dwayne, because he was the one that started the little campaign on BBM. So I had to put that out there. So, God, the things we do for our supporters. God, the beautiful couple. We'll be back.
All right, family. You guys be safe. Louis, call me in like 5 minutes.
We'll be back on Friday night. ACKC will be on, the official T-shirt sponsor of Chocolate City Radio. Ashton, do you have any last words? Oh, excuse me, Ashton, the Girl Scout.
You know, that was just uncalled for. Like, for everyone who was listening and was wondering, what the hell is he talking about? He has a fantasy of me being in a Girl Scout outfit because my daughter's a Girl Scout, and I promoted her cookies on BBM and put it on Facebook, what have you. So that's why for him, I'm his little Girl Scout. And that wasn't cool. You know, everybody didn't need to know that. But since he wanted to put it out there, I would put it all the way on Front Street. So everybody was like, what the hell is he talking about, Girl Scout?
Does he dress like Wendy's?
Does he like Wendy's?
I said, can you dress up like Wendy's and serve me a frosty?
Well, I feel like I want to have a red weave on. Maybe. You want me to feed you some bourbon?
Nah, feed me a chocolate frosty.
Feed you a chocolate frosty?
Yeah.
That's going to cost you, Daddy.
Huh?
That's going to cost you.
Not a problem. We can talk.
All right, we'll see. Because you know, you in the double digits. You be lowballing.
Oh, you gonna go with that now? I'm gonna be low balling. I just shop around for the best available price.
I hear that. I hear that. Well, you know how I go.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Oh. But last words, just be true to you and be true to everyone else. If you want to be a whore, quote unquote, that's on you. Do what you got to do. I agree with the not labeling of things as long as everybody's open and honest with their stuff and safe with it. If you're going to be seeing multiple people, you know, wear protection. That's what it's there for. You know, keep yourself on birth control. That's what it's there for. And, you know, enjoy your life. And if people don't agree with what you're doing, respect that and move on. If you don't agree with somebody's doing, respect it and move on. That's that.
And on that note, we'll see y'all motherfuckers Friday. 9:30 to whenever. Because I can't even say 9:30 because we don't never end on time.
Clearly.
Yeah. And, I'm just done. I'm done. Just stick a fork in me. I'm just overcooked right now. Thanks to Ashton and my guest. Well, y'all really
yes.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for having us all.
Ashton, I'm gonna hit you on the phone.
Yeah, because somebody's probably calling me. That's probably him. Mad Rock, you know what I'm saying, called it out, but okay.
You and your groupie.
Oh, you should have warned me. Got to be more careful.
I didn't know, but then you know. Now everything on BBM is official.
But that's just one. I need a few more on my team, you know. Not feeling that special.
I'll get you some more. Shout out.
No, it's okay. You know, they're going to come. They're going to come. You know,
shout
God don't give you nothing you can't handle.
Shout out to one of a kind and hurt. Oh, they make it hurt so good. Oh, I really got to stop drinking Mountain Dew. Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to hit your jack right now.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.